radio is a commercial business, and you have to do what people want.
Oh, what a crap. We don't do traffic. We don't do weather. No. We do nothing.
Did you just sit here and talk all day?
That's it. It's like the worst radio on the planet.
Yes, we know.
Obie and Anthony Show.
We're so late.
I'm just explaining to you.
Walk it off, dick.
Contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Yes. Day zero.
Day zero.
I remember the Gary Wall days. I remember Pop-Tart Roger. Seems like yesterday. Scott Herman.
Hey, if you want to reminisce, we can reminisce all you want.
Ah, yeah.
Give me some sappy music. I'll reminisce.
Yeah, well, so here we are.
Let's go to John. John, what's going on?
Baba Booey to you.
Oh, let me check my calendar. Oh, it's 1989.
That's right. And a happy Baba Booey to you, too.
Yeah.
I will remember you.
Pop-Tart Roger.
We're going to put you guys in front of a giant Pop-Tart and broadcast.
Let's not forget Spike kicking guys in the nuts.
Where's Gary Harry?
How about Tara, that whore? That radio whore, Tara.
Yes.
You'll see her on many episodes of Howard's show. That's right. What a fine 3 years it has been here. The road shows. All the good times we've had, Obie. Scott Herman, remember we used to have meetings every other day in his office, and him and Gary Wall would just bitch us out relentlessly about how bad we were here. All the awful things we were doing. Southern guy.
Goddamn, thank God I thought that contract would never end. I'm tired of sticking up to you, boys.
Don't let your life pass you by. Yeah, the idiot savant, Baz. The idiot savant, without that pesky savant thing. I don't want to add in that savant. No. In recent history, the eye patch intern. And of course, Jesse. Jack, Psycho Mark. Started out bringing chicken to big fat Michael Franco, ended with the anal on the boss's couch. Yes. Let's not forget John the intern with his capri pants. Yes. What a day. A lot of people say that on instant feedback are crying right now. They're weeping openly. Be more funny. Not forget the tampon changing.
Yes.
What a lot of fun we've had.
I believe that was like the first time we got in trouble here in New York.
Dice.
Tampon changing.
The egg shooting.
And dice.
And dice. And more dice. Jesus Christ, enough dice. Tear to my eye.
All right, day zero.
Okay.
Nice.
Enough of a tribute. Steve C., how you doing?
Good,
holding up? How's the pressure been on you and all of our other support staff?
Immense.
Yeah.
Immense, but I wear it well, just like everybody else does.
Had a little meeting with Ron and Fez shortly before the show, after they got off the air. They're wishing us well in whatever endeavors we pursue.
Steve, how do you feel that we're having a tough time bringing you with us?
What do you mean, how do I feel about it?
Are you sad? You happy? Indifferent?
Not indifferent. Not indifferent. Very tense. Very tense. Would like very much to beat the living S out of a few people, but I'm not. The therapy has paid off, and I'm staying calm.
Right. Very good.
I said there's a few dead children in my studio who have paid the price that a couple other people couldn't pay. But other than that, fine.
Cheryl. Cheryl.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jamaican Cheryl.
You're making me sad.
No. Call me now.
Look in the cards. Tell me what we're gonna do.
Guys, please don't leave.
Yeah.
We're not leaving New York.
You know, it's funny that I never knew the day would come when I'd be missing white guys.
There you go.
Hey, we love you, man.
You make my days, you just make it, you know, just make it easy for me.
Yeah. Right.
And guys, please, I just wish you all the best, whatever you plan to do.
Thank you.
Stop playing that song because you're making me cry.
I'm looking into a life of crime, Opie.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm thinking of going into a life of crime.
Guys, please, wish you all the best.
Right.
I love you guys.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Bye.
Bye.
Jay Big.
Hey, hey.
What's up, man?
How's it going?
Hey.
Well, I have just a direct question, and I'll try and work my way around it as best possible.
All right.
I want to know exactly what the repercussions would be had you mentioned a certain person's name on the air, because I'm kind of putting together a little timeline / chronicle of what's been going on the past year or two with you guys.
Yeah.
And, I've never really understood, like, what would happen if you were to mention a certain person's name on the air.
You mean if we said Howard Stern?
Sure.
Oh, well, nothing, I guess.
Okay. Well, then, does this mean that you're going to go in a completely different direction and maybe shift the show a different way?
We do our show, that's it.
Incorporate new bits?
Incorporate new bits. Oh, I see what he's getting at. Hey, whatever we deem good for this show, funny or anything else, we'll do.
So
I see, as I see it, we have no restrictions.
Well, that's great. I mean, it seems like you guys have been granted a whole new freedom to explore whatever territories haven't been explored yet. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
All right. All right,
have a good day, guys.
Bye.
No, it's funny. Yeah. I mean, we'll goof on and have fun with it today. As we sit here, we have no effing idea.
No clue.
Where we're gonna be.
None.
None.
Yeah. At day zero. On day zero.
And it's funny because so many, like, air personalities before us have played this game on their shows.
Yeah.
So it's to the point where, you know, the listeners don't buy that old gag.
I know. But I mean, you read the message boards and stuff too, and like people just, I don't know, they don't believe it.
Right. But I'm telling you, believe whatever you want. We have no idea how this is going to pan out.
Yeah.
No clue whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Read the little post thing today.
Yeah.
Dominelli is, I guess we could say, quite accurate.
Yeah.
In his reporting. Let's just put it that way.
Absolutely.
So for the people who are convinced they know exactly how this is going to turn out, you know more than we do.
It might end up like you're saying. But right now,
I don't know. No clue. I know today is the last day of our contract, and
that's all we are absolutely sure of, is the date on the contract.
And I won't be here tomorrow. Anthony, will you be here tomorrow?
No, as I see it, I don't think anything's getting solved tonight. No, honestly say no, we will not be in tomorrow.
Rick, will you be here tomorrow?
No, but I will be appearing at the Kinko's.
Kinko's.
Ben?
Long weekend.
Right.
More beer.
More beer for us.
Yeah.
Beer more gooder.
Hey, are we gonna like draw straws for the Jaeger machine?
Oh, yeah, who gets the Jaeger machine?
Wow, we should start throwing stuff out on the sidewalk today.
What?
Yeah,
Steve will kill whoever's not attacked.
No, Steve.
Steve, you can't. You've already won too much money.
Steve, we'll leave the Jaeger Meister machine behind for you.
So
you can drown your sorrows.
Yeah, thank you.
Dennis, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey.
That was a sweet skit you guys did yesterday. At least you're going on a high note.
Oh, the Harry Carey and the Bob Murphy.
God damn, was that funny, man. Jay was tearing it up as a Harry
Jay was on fire.
Harry. Yeah, he was definitely on fire.
I was saying also in the back after we got done with the show, it's one thing to be able to just do the voice, which Jay was doing great, the Harry Carey voice, but to throw in all that twisted, off-the-wall crap to a T like he used to do it. It's just hysterical. Jay Moore tore it up yesterday.
He killed on TV this morning, too, with Kelly Ripa.
I was asleep, Opie. I missed it.
You missed it? He did really, really well. Really well. So it was a lot of fun.
I was dozing.
All right, Dennis.
Well, good luck with the air conditioning and the caddying.
Yeah, Opie going back to the Crescent Club in Huntington. And I actually should call Apollo Air Conditioning back up and see if they got my old truck. Maybe someone could lend me some snips until I could buy some new ones.
I think I got to call John Shobe.
Yeah?
Yeah, the golf pro over there. And then see if I could
get your job back.
Maybe get a couple loops.
Rudy, Tony, hook me up.
I'm going back to looping.
You're going back to Lupin?
Hey, Pro Jack. You're Lupin.
The Dalai Lama.
Shobi, I'm coming your way. Give me a job for a while.
I'll wear my beeper like I used to wear so my boss could get in touch with me as I'm out on my jet ski. I won't be able to have a jet ski. I'll be starting at the starting salary again at Apollo.
Damn.
Yeah, make sure, guys, when you give me my Apollo air conditioning truck, please, one with a trailer hitch. You could do that for me, please.
They never noticed the trailer hitch, did they?
They noticed. They weren't as stupid as... You know what it was, though? Here's
Anthony,
the real
Anthony
deal.
We've talked about this. You had a work van with a trailer hitch.
With a trailer hitch.
And it didn't come with the trailer hitch.
No, I installed it.
You had a trailer hitch installed on the work truck.
And anytime I used to have to load up the truck in the morning when I would get there, most of the guys would back the truck up to the big garage door and load the stuff in. I'd always pull it sideways and load through the side door so my trailer hitch wasn't facing the thing. But I wasn't kidding anybody. They knew. The thing was, with me when I was working back then, I wasn't the employee. I was like a renegade kind of guy. Like if they needed something done in Queens and they didn't quite know what the job was, they could send me with sheets of metal and I would make whatever need be made. So I was valuable like that. But in order to get that, they put up with me coming in late. Me maybe driving I'm the Lorenzo Lamas of AC. That was me. Renegade. And also the how am I driving?
Right.
If you see me doing something, call this number. And then you give a certain number that was also on there, like 688B or something like that. I would turn the 8s into 3s with electrical tape and cover up the B. So even if they called, it would just be like, I don't know what number that is.
What me? That's funny.
The one time I put the jet ski in the water, it was about 2 in the afternoon. I got done with the job, you know. I would finish the job. But then I put the jet ski in the water and beep, 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 my beeper goes off. It's Bob, my old boss, and I have to call in. He's like, what are you doing? Oh, get really caught up at this one job. It's just a tough thing. I can't quite get to that next job. Okay. Bound for Connecticut.
They were great, though. Hey, can I go off on a wild tangent?
Yes.
I didn't know Asian guys could be gay.
Where the hell did that come from?
Oh, you know where it came from.
Yeah, I know where it came from.
I was very surprised to see that Asian people could be gay. I thought they already were Asian.
Asian, I don't think, is a sexuality.
No, but I didn't know you could be Asian and gay at the same time. I didn't know you could be black and gay at the same time.
You could be black and gay? You've been upstairs? Yumping yiminy.
No, the gay sushi,
but be careful, because, you know.
Oh, he's listening?
We're not even in the gay demo or the Asian demo.
That's true.
I wouldn't worry about him. We were just wondering, because I know at sushi restaurants, if the chicks F up, they go to the Yankee Cranky or Nail Shop.
Right.
Where do the gay Asian guys go if they screw up the sushi?
That's a very good question.
Yeesh.
I learned something new today, though. First time I've seen an Asian gay guy.
You probably have seen plenty. You just didn't know. Opie. Got to be more open-minded. And Opie's laughing as the guy... Who are you laughing at?
He was so gay, I couldn't help myself.
He was the guy.
He was so flamboyant.
He wasn't half as gay as the guy when we went out to dinner with Bruce Mittman the other night.
Oh.
That waiter, I swear to God, someone comes up behind me, no jokes, comes up and goes, it's a woman's voice saying, can I take your order? Would you like a drink? I plan on turning around and seeing a girl. It was a guy, very effeminate guy, but he sounded like a woman. The voice, everything. It's like, ooh, how's that for a topper?
Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Hey.
I just want to know if you're going to go out the right way and have some girls up there today, or what are you going to do?
Well, what do you got?
What do I got?
Yeah, you want to come over?
I'd love to come over.
Wanna
I don't know
out?
What... Wanna... Yeah, sure.
Want to come over, rent a movie, fool around a little bit?
Let's do that.
Come on up.
You got to tell me where you are.
I'm hoping someone brings a keg by today.
Listen, I'm hoping someone brings it by, too.
All right.
Put me on hold.
All right, hold on.
All right.
There's Stephanie. Need some chicks for a kegger. We're not having a kegger unless we get some chicks.
And a keg.
And a keg.
Can't have a kegger without a keg.
I have a feeling, though, we could get a keg. That's easy. That's the easiest part. Greg, what's going on?
How you doing? You need Nikki. We deliver keggers.
I remember her.
Yeah, you promised in January that
we
you would tell us what's going on with what was going on with Rick.
Well, he's a lousy producer, and he almost got fired.
Rick almost got...
got to be more to than that.
Rick was taking the fall for our stupidity.
Yeah.
From Mark?
Mark.
I mean, was that the...
There was some Howard-related problems over the last vacation that we took, and somebody's head had to fall, and it couldn't be...
couldn't be managed.
O&A's heads, because we're a little... I guess we're valuable to this company to some point. And so they were going to fire Rick for that. That's all. Here you go. Sort it out.
To teach us a lesson.
Right.
But they didn't... They were surprised when we walked off the job.
Yeah, that was the day we said, no, and we're leaving if Rick gets fired. So you owe us. One day, and this day may never come, we may ask you for a thing.
Big Bud?
I believe that day came...
shut up. Big Bud Mendy, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I just, you know, had to call in and wish you well with whatever you do.
Thank you.
We're not really going anywhere, though.
No, we're not leaving.
No,
I mean,
but...
You'll hear us in New York.
Well, and I mean, Opie, you still have to smell my panties.
You were supposed to send them in.
I have been so busy. I've been taking trips. I went down to Georgia. I'm going to Florida this weekend. I've been to Connecticut.
Oh, smells like hot garbage. Smells like hot garbage and French's mustard.
Yeah, Mendy.
But,
God.
What?
Oh, I forgot. Mendy
needs to get up.
Yeah, Mendy needs to talk. Hey, Mendy, start babbling about nothing for the next 5 minutes. Boy, am I going to miss this.
Oh. You know, I just wanted to tell you guys that, you know, You guys are awful. I'm driving around here with my wow sign, and I've got my boobies out, and I'm hoping that, you know, somebody sees me.
Oh, they see you.
Well, how could they miss me, right?
Oh.
And
it's like throwing things at the phone, trying to hit the off button.
There it goes. It was like the Gong Show. Everyone was like faking if they were going to be the one to hit the gong.
Oh, is that it?
And finally we did it.
Oh,
but I wish Mendy would listen. I just wish she was a listener instead of a talker.
She doesn't listen.
The deal with Mendy, really fast, she sells her used panties.
Yeah.
And I was going to take a whiff.
Ugh, you wouldn't do that.
Right? I told you I would. All right, we should take a break, Anthony.
All right, let's get to fun.
Yeah, we have lots to do today. We got to start with the Bush girls.
Gotta love those Bush gals.
We'll get into that next, okay?
Partying little hose bags. Hot. Yeah, and they're hot.
Daughters.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Let me let you ladies in on something. Oral never gets old.
Home of the Hummer. 1027 WNEW.
Come on. It's the Opie and Anthony Show on 1027 WNEW.
Anthony, my old boss is on the line.
Oh, yeah?
Swear to God.
Get out.
I've only had two jobs in my life, radio DJ and caddy.
That's some resume you got, man.
College grad. Two jobs that meant anything after my paper route.
Nice.
Caddying and on-air personality. And we don't know what's going to happen after today, so I might have to go back to the Huntington Crescent Club and do some looping.
Looping.
John.
Opie.
Yeah, that's you, all right.
On down.
What's going on, man?
I don't know how good a caddy you are, but we'll take you back.
You remember. I was one of the best, John.
Oh, Opie.
He doesn't remember, Opie, that you were a great caddy?
He was good. He wasn't great.
I tell the stories all the time. I was one of the best. A lot of the Islanders would play golf there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we still got a lot of them here.
Yeah, I was right behind Waino and Ralphie. I was right there, top three caddies of all time at the Huntington Crescent Club.
Yes, you were, and we'll never forget it.
Shobie's the golf pro at the Huntington Crescent Club. How many years have you been there now, John?
About 25.
Oh, wow. I started as a punk. I was 12 or 13 years old.
Hey, you good?
He's real good.
Yeah, I bet.
Damn, no. I can't get everyone, that game. Everyone wanted a caddy for John's show because he kept it straight.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he was just amazing.
Damn, maybe he could teach me.
Yeah, sure. Come on out.
So what's going on, John?
Well, we need Opie to come back to straighten some of these caddies out.
Oh, yeah?
It hasn't been the same, Opie, since you left.
Yeah, a bunch of slackers, right?
Oh, well, you know.
A good caddy is important.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, John, what do you think of Casey Martin and the cart thing?
I'm happy for Casey.
Oh, cool. Ah, look at that, Opie.
Yeah, I think Casey deserves to tee up his ball with the best.
John, you've always been politically correct. I tried to teach you when I was there.
That's right. You did a good job.
I tried to get you to come on the dark side.
Oh,
the dark side. Don't you think the PGA, though, could govern their own sport?
Well, it's...
You don't need the court system telling the PGA, you know, what they should and shouldn't do. Right, John?
Yeah, but Casey's got one shot at it, and he deserves that shot.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not buying it. I think walking's part of the game.
Well...
Even though I use a cart all the time.
Yeah, that's Anthony.
I don't even drive the cart back to where it belongs. I drive it all the way to my car in the parking lot, and I leave it.
And just leave it there?
I gotta go.
Yeah, we got a lot of people like this, like you.
Hey, John, Anthony, not a good golfer.
I suck. I totally admit it.
Oof.
But I love the game, and I just wish I'd get better.
Oh, well, you gotta come out here to the Huntington Crescent Club.
All right. You know, I'm gonna do that. I wanna take a lesson.
Opie, it's Opie's old backyard.
Yeah, I used to sneak on that course all the time. Yeah,
well, I remember sneaking on there in the winter to go tobogganing.
Right.
That was always a big thing.
That would be, Anthony, if I remember correctly, the 11th hole.
Yes.
Very 11th nice
and
hill.
12th hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
Very good, yeah.
Good sledding. Hey, what are they getting for a bag these days, John?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
When I was there, it was $8 a bag, and if you did a good job, you get the $10.
Oh, boy.
You tell Ty Webb I'm gunning for him.
Right.
No, it's gone up. It's more than tripled now, Opie.
What is the average?
Well, the most get between 35 and 50 a bag.
Holy ass.
Yes.
Man, nice.
And some of the rookie caddies get less, but it's totally different.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to come by and say hi to you.
Yeah, I hope you can,
John. James.
Sign your picture that's in the caddy shack.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
How's the family doing? Well,
yeah, everyone's great.
Good.
My mom loves you because you got us out of the house and made us work and stuff. John, whenever John needed caddies,
yeah,
like on those bad, rainy, maybe cold days.
Oh, I'd call up the Opie family.
Call up my mom, and my mom would be screaming just like in Caddyshack.
That's right.
Getting everyone out of bed and out the door to make money for the family.
You wouldn't be cementing your backyard on days like that?
Well, we did the cementing on our days off, Anthony.
Okay.
Yes. Well, John, it was great talking to you. I'm going to stop by and say hi to you guys.
Okay, Opie, I hope so.
Say hi to the gang, all right?
You got it, okay.
All right, man.
See ya.
There he goes, my old boss, John.
Did he ever call you up and go, how'd you like to mow my lawn?
Huh? The nicest guy right there.
I want these shoes stripped, buffed, with a fine chamois. Chop, chop. And I want it now. Don't you people have homes?
There you go. You have an in. I haven't in.
Now I still don't know if I'm in at Apollo.
Should we call your old boss now?
Yeah, if they call, I'll talk to him. Yeah. I really need my job, my old tin knocking job back.
Yeah.
With my old truck, remember. I don't go in without a truck. I got to negotiate. Need the trailer hits.
Let's go to Dean. Dean, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey.
Figure, probably take a good part of the rest of the day, so why don't you start a round of now, what have I learned in the past 3 years on the ONA show?
Oh, wow, that could be fun.
All right, would be absolutely great.
Maybe we'll do some of that on the instant feedback today, all right?
Oh, that would be a great idea.
All right.
I wouldn't know where to start.
No doubt.
Yeah, right?
Cool.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Dean.
All right, take it easy.
Ray from Whitestone reminded me, Anthony, don't forget WNEW can make you work. That means Opie's house is going to look like the Elian Gonzalez fiasco. Opie kicking and screaming as Black Earl abducts him and runs to the WNEW van, being driven by Jeremy Coleman with a ski mask on.
Very good. Get a famous picture of you coming out of the... When the guys open up the closet and you're being held captive.
Sure. All right. We were going to talk about the Bush daughters, right?
Yes, the lovely Bushes. Those two hot Bushes.
We've got Bush.
Yes.
Wow. We've got Bush.
Well, they're always in hot water, these girls, and I love it. They're acting like teen girls. Like normal teen girls, college girls. Of course, the other day, Jenna gets busted trying to buy some liquor with a fake ID. And now they're saying, which one of the daughters is in the frat house video? Is that Jenna also?
Oh, yeah. No, Jenna's the bad girl.
Yeah.
Jenna's trying to talk her little sister into all the debauchery, but the sister not really going for it yet.
A little bit, but. College mates of Jenna Bush are claiming to have made a homemade video of the president's daughter in a drunken state. And the student's now threatening to publicly release the tape. Who doesn't want to get their hands on this? You think she's flashing anything? Would that rock?
Hey, and here's Jenna Bush's Bush. Or baby at the beach, or dog with a ball. You vote. Here's Jenna Bush in a three-way gangbang. Or grandma teeth come out at wedding. Golf ball in the crotch. Cat gets bird. Or Jenna Bush, five-way anal. Time to cast your votes. So who cares? So she's drunk and she was at a frat house and they got a video of it.
She's a normal teenage gal.
She's completely normal. Unfortunately, she's the president's daughter.
Yeah. I heard something today that just puts a lot of perspective on this, Opie.
Go ahead.
You know the government's war on everything?
War on drugs.
The booze, the cigarette smoke, everything. There's all these federal wars on things, how we're going to clean up everything. And they always come up with this big proposal of how we're going to stop drug use and alcohol use and cigarette use with the youth and stuff like that. This just puts perspective on it. I heard this today. Here's two girls, the sisters, brought up white, suburban, upper-class girls from a home with two parents. These girls are tailed by federal agents 24 hours a day, and they're still using fake IDs, buying booze. What hope does the rest of the country have? Well, I mean, federal agents following them 24 hours.
And they could get their booze and their fake IDs.
And they could get their stuff. What, you're going to put feds on everyone in the country, and it still obviously doesn't work. It would never, ever work. Let everyone do their drugs, booze, butts, anything. It's insane.
Good point.
Very good point.
Very good point.
Makes perfect sense.
I'm just psyched we finally got some hot president daughters.
Yeah.
We've been on a dry spell for a while. I mean, Amy Carter. Chelsea, when she first got in there.
Ooh. Chelsea was bad. Reagan had that disgusting daughter.
Who else?
Bush's granddaughters, but that was these girls.
Yeah, we haven't had any hotties in the office.
Well, Bush's granddaughters, they were only like...
How about Trisha? Trisha Nixon.
Remember her?
Was she a hottie?
No, she was a slut. She looked like Tricky Dick.
Yeah. With a wig, right?
Jay Moore, what's going on?
Don't forget Barbara Bush. She was a hottie.
Oh, George's mother.
Everybody. George Washington's, maybe. Kelly Ripa mentioned you guys on the show, guys.
Ah.
She brought it up.
I don't know if she did.
What?
I don't know if we got an official mention. I think she mentioned she was on a radio show.
Don't forget we taped two shows today, my friend.
Oh, you did mention.
One of those you did not witness. Not only did she mention you guys and say she had fun, but I caught her looking at my crotch, and I mentioned it three times. Yeah, because I had a really cool suit on that was tight.
Right.
And I said, I just found out backstage the suit doesn't go well with boxer shorts. She says, so you're, and she's trying to look for the, I go, yeah, that's what I'm doing. And then I go, what are you looking to check if I'm telling the truth? She goes, no, I just, I'm like, you just did it again.
Wow.
And then I met her husband afterwards.
Oh, how did that go?
He was a good guy, but you could tell he wasn't crazy about how much chemistry his wife and I had.
Well, because you guys are flirting way too much now. It's getting out of control, Jay. It started off all night.
I can't help if she has sex with me all the time.
Oh, my God. See, that's that platonic relationship that,
that you were explaining yesterday?
That just, you're setting it up. You're setting it. I said, Jay Moore sets these girls up and constantly has 20 girls in the glass cabinets that, in case of emergency, break glass. He works it right to the point of closing the deal and then puts it in suspended animation so that at any given moment, if the opportunity comes up, God forbid anything happens with you and your wife, you could just go close the deal. You'll have 20 prospects all hot.
Or ringers.
In seconds.
You're on to me. But let me ask you something. Let me ask you this, Anthony.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody do anything close to anything? Let me try this again. I just woke up from a nap. I'm a little retarded. Have you ever seen anything like it from any man?
No, you work it, man.
Oh, that's right. And I'm kind to them. I'm good to these hoes.
You're constantly working it. Hey, Jay, so I watched this morning. First of all, you killed.
Oh, thank you.
A lot of people saying that, by the way, in the email and on the instant feedback today. But
satin sheets.
But I have an observation.
Please tell me.
I was laughing so hard at home. It has nothing to do with you. You were really kind to Colleen Haskell. The girl from Survivor who...
She was beautiful.
Oh, she's beautiful. She's in the new movie with Rob Schneider as Rob Schneider's girlfriend. This girl cannot act whatsoever.
Uh-oh, you saw the clip?
Jay?
I thought she did okay in the clip.
Oh, you're being PC?
Is this the Joey
McClane? No, I'm not being PC. You have to keep in mind Rob Schneider and a freaking orangutan are slapping each other in the scene, so I'm not really paying attention to what she's saying.
All right, but no, let me explain the clip they showed. Usually, Jay knows, you know, you go on these talk shows.
I didn't even think of that.
Okay,
I'm so
good.
Tired. You're hilarious.
Okay, I got it, right?
Yeah, you're the best.
All right, hold on. So, When you go on these talk shows and you're in this new movie and you're selling yourself in the movie and
right.
you're showing the clip, it's usually you doing something pretty cool in the movie, right?
It's your clip.
The clip of Colleen Haskell?
Yeah.
Her back is turned to the camera for the entire
clip
as she's holding a parrot talking to the parrot and you don't even see her lips move.
Oh,
all
my
you see
God.
Is the back of her head and this is her showing off what she was doing in the movie.
Jay's being nice though. Jay, critique it as the Jerry Maguire Jay Moore, not the Mafia Jay Moore.
Yeah.
Well, I think given the circumstances of that film.
Yeah, okay.
And who she's working with.
In the context of the film, yes.
And considering I was watching her back speak.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing, because, yeah, that's what you saw.
I didn't even realize it.
And then when you guys came back from the clip, it was kind of like she kind of noticed, like, oh, wow, that didn't really show anything.
She kept saying during the clip, they were really doing that to each other. And I was like, they couldn't be, because an orangutan would take your dome off.
What about this? John from Brooklyn said, how about Colleen pulling away from Jay when they kissed goodbye?
Yeah, she wasn't...
What happened there, Jay?
I didn't notice.
You didn't feel it?
Well, the pimpin wasn't working with the Colleen Haskell.
No, her mother looked like Laura Bush. She was standing right there.
Oh, really?
Oh.
We did a cutaway.
Oh, I didn't see that.
The last chick I want to get mixed up with is somebody that got voted off an island and parlayed into a Blistex commercial in a Rob Schneider movie. You need a chick that's in Swank magazine with, you know, doing the Motley Crue trick with the
$100 bill.
How on crack was that Mrs. Green Thumbs?
Oof, you didn't know what to say to her.
So yeah, well, I also knew, like, why would I say anything? We're gardening.
No, the Regis knows how to handle Mrs. Green Thumbs. Mrs. Green Thumbs, what are you doing? You just got to act like everything she's doing is outrageous.
No, I got an observation on that, too. You guys spend so much time in the beginning of the show just killing with the chemistry and stuff that you had to make it up on the back end of the show. So Mrs. Green Thumbs, I think she was on for maybe 2 minutes.
Right, and how that happened last time. Annabelle Shiora came out for a 14-second interview.
It was 2 segments, total time, 2 minutes with her.
You know, Green Thumbs used to be in the Groundlings.
Well, she did a little cha-cha dance when she came out. I thought maybe she was just on crack.
I think she was a hot number way back in the day. Like, she's got those huge cans.
Look at Jay.
They just laughed at that.
That's all I was thinking about. I was like, man, you know, this just brought that out of her mind. But back in the day, look at these rockets.
She's got some grain elevators.
She must have brown nipples from gardening nude.
Mrs.
Rubbing in the peat moss.
This is brown nips.
I'm so glad I called your last show.
Yes, day zero.
Day zero of our contract.
Infinity, have fun. It was nice while you had it, jackasses. We are Infinity Broadcasting. We kowtow to a 500-pound Jewish gorilla. Now we lost stars. Harry Carey and Bob Murphy was a big hit yesterday.
Oh, my God, that's all anyone's talking about. It's great.
We might have to replay that today.
I'm going to dig up the tape of all the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, perish the thought we actually do a whole show on our last day here.
No, we might run that at 6:30 and get the hell out of here. How long is that bit, Rick?
Go drink.
That thing's like 25 minutes long.
All right, I'll start at 6:30 tonight.
If you missed Harry Carey and Bob Murphy.
What's Rick Hidalgo doing? When's the softball game, Rick?
When do you want to get together? Because it's just going to be us.
Yeah, nothing is planned. Hey, so what kind of mention did Kelly give us?
We did 2 shows today. One was for tomorrow.
Right.
And Chef Tell was there. And you know what Kelly said to me?
Chef Tell is still, like, doing things?
He's great. I ate, like, a whole bunch of chicken because I was so hungry.
Chicken.
You want some chicken?
Chicken.
Wow.
Chicken. I do that, like, every time I'm eating chicken.
Respect.
But we don't know your bit because we don't really see it like that girl said yesterday.
You have been to every Jay Moore gig
since
we met you.
She goes, does he still do the soap bit? And we were ready to explain the soap bit. She goes, stop faking it. I know you guys don't really go see him.
Oh, no, we know his stuff.
Right.
Is that?
Chicken. Chicken. When I did that last time at Caroline's, I really blew the dust off that bit. Like, I haven't done it in, like, 6 years.
Yeah.
So for you to just say, chicken, all of a sudden I was like, hey, wait, that's funny. That's mine.
Hey, now you know how we feel.
Goes around, goes around. You went around. Around. Yeah, that's right. Rat, baby. I just busted it out.
Nice.
So what's the mention tomorrow?
She brought you guys up and, She said Opie and Anthony, and then I said Opie and Anthony, and she goes, yeah, they made fun of me because I said Opie and Anthony.
Wow.
But she said it, and she said she had fun. And we're talking about Chef Tell, me and her.
Yeah.
And this is like during commercials, like N10, nut. She goes, try to get him to say tart. He can't say it. He always says twat. I go, what? She goes, he's like, here's a lovely summer twat. And I'm like, well, why don't you get him to say it? She's like, he's making chicken. I'm like, so what? Make a chicken twat. I'd like a twat with chicken.
Hey, this guy says,
I love chicken.
Ask Jay about the big wet one he planted on Kelly as soon as the lights went down just before travel trivia.
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
I told her we should tongue kiss.
You work it, man. You work it.
No, it's like travel trivia, the first show, and like that wheel comes down. And,
yeah.
You spin it.
Right. Travel trivia.
And just when the lights went out, I was just so happy that the segment went well. I leaned over and started making out with
it. You're insane.
I'm not insane. That's how it goes. When you're working for the man upstairs, you get these impulses and you act on them.
Hold on. Joe saw that. Joe.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're on with Jay Moore.
He's making the move completely. The lights go down. Right? like he's in a movie somewhere. The lights go down, all of a sudden I look over, and there he is leaning in for the move. It was the funniest thing in the world. I was cracking up. I didn't think you guys, I don't know if anybody saw it, I was losing it.
You're priceless,
well,
man.
That was the move successful.
Yeah, it looked like it. It sure was. She didn't slap me in the head.
Ah, she. When I rubbed her back, she went lower.
Did you go for the, what are we going to do about this move?
No, you can't do that to somebody 9 months pregnant.
Yeah. All right.
I thought it was the funniest thing.
Cool. Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. All right.
All right. There goes Joe. Let me get Jay back on.
Jay.
Yo.
Did you go for some stinky pinky?
I tried, man. But yeah. They sit on it all day. It's hard.
Yeah. Could just give her a little reach. Give the pinky.
I tried. One time I was talking to Chef Tell and she like bumped her belly into me.
Whoa. Oh, that big pregnant belly, man.
Is that like pregnant protocol? Like, you know, like when a woman blows smoke in your face, she's supposed to like you?
Right.
What's the name when she just takes her belly and, like, rams you?
Yeah.
What did Rick say?
She's in labor.
She's the best, man.
Hey, Kelly, what's going on?
I just have to tell you, making my drive home, you're the funniest thing I ever heard in my life.
Oh, thanks. Isn't that great?
I gotta tell you that. You guys aren't bad either, aren't I?
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
What's in your pants, Kelly?
No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
All right, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Kelly doesn't want to play. All right. You kissed, Jay.
When they don't want to play, it usually means it's not well kept.
Jay.
Yeah.
You kissed Kelly's palm? Yeah.
Yeah.
You do that move. You did that last time.
Right. Well, I wanted to remember, like, yeah, I'm the guy that kissed your palm.
Let's not forget it, right?
Yeah. Remember this nice move, honey? I got all the tricks. I'll kiss the back of her knees.
Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You're on with Jay Moore.
Yo, man, he was out of control this morning. I was embarrassed to watch it. You ever get that embarrassed feeling when someone does something crazy on TV and you're like, oh, my God.
No, Jay killed, because I was a little scared for Jay Moore, I'm not going to lie, because you killed the last time you were on, and I'm like, man, I don't know if he's going
to
be as good the second
hard
time.
Hard to follow.
And you know what, Jay? You were definitely as good, if not better.
What was he on, like, besides No Sleep?
Well, I don't do anything, man. People think I'm always on something.
Dude, that was crazy. I was looking at your eyes, and you were, like, spacing out. Like you look like a kid in English class, like you were going to pass out or something.
Dude, it's 6 in the morning. Let's see how funny you are.
6? I thought it was a 9 o'clock show. Yeah,
what time do you think you had to get there to get sandblasted into your suit?
Real quick, for Anthony. Anthony, you still playing Counter-Strike?
Yeah, I play everything on
that. Does that hostage sound like Brian Regan or what when he says, Come on, let's go. Yeah, he sounds just like Brian Regan.
Yeah, very funny.
And all right, guys, good luck. I'll be listening in New York.
And Jeff, you missed the whole point. Jay was imitating Andrew McCarthy.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro. I'm not a big Chill fan or whatever he's in, the Brat Pack.
The Big Chill.
Whatever he was in. The Breakfast Club.
The Animal in the back of that chick.
All right, later, guys.
All right, man.
Let me tell you something about Colleen Haskell.
It was St. Elmo's Fire, by the way. Okay. Yes, Jay.
The second you see her, you want to marry her.
She's beautiful.
There's just something about her.
I just feel bad that the only clip they could show of her was the back of her head.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but that orangutan was funny.
Have him on the show.
In real life, if you got smacked in the head by an orangutan, your friends are on the floor looking for your head.
Right. Who else, since you did tomorrow's show today, who's the guest tomorrow?
We have to bring Mrs. Brown Nips back.
You're kidding.
Well, because the segment was so short, and then they tied me to a pole.
What?
Yeah, you know,
you're being ladylike rageous.
You got to tie the tomato plants up?
Right.
Well, she tied my hand up.
Hey, Jay.
Tied you up.
Jay, you were funny with Wycliffe.
That's my man.
The guy was in the chicken suit while his rap guys were doing their thing. I didn't know it was Wycliffe in the chicken suit.
Chicken suit.
And he was a San Diego chicken.
And he was holding the mic up to the chicken head. And
to his eye.
To his eye, because that's, I guess, where his mouth was. And then he takes the head off. I'm like, oh, my God, there's Wycliffe. I was expecting him to come out to join the rappers.
Right.
And then he takes off the head of the chicken suit, and he can't breathe. And Jay just works it. I was laughing. I didn't think you had the balls to comment on the fact that he was breathing really heavy like he just ran a marathon.
He's a Jersey guy, man.
Yeah.
You know, this is Barry Katz, the big Jew, says, this is something I don't understand. This is after we just did two shows. We're really excited about it, you know. This is all Barry can say on the drive home. You could pay people $500 to get into a chicken suit. They won't do it. This guy does it for no reason.
I really don't understand it.
I was thinking of the financial angle.
Yeah, he's like, you know, if you just said I'll give you $100, put on this chicken suit and jump around.
Yeah, I don't understand why Wycliffe went into the chicken.
The name of the song was Cluck Cluck.
I understand that, but...
You know. And then the next episode, we were cooking chicken with Chef Tell. I don't know, he's weird.
Yeah, all right, let me go to John who has a comment. Hey, John, you're on with Jay Moore.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hi, John.
Hey, Jay, did you notice when Mrs. Greenbelt came out, she grabbed your biceps, she looked like she was about to have an orgasm?
Yeah, she kept touching me.
Yeah. I tell you, she used to be a wild bitch, a wild whore.
You guys are making me laugh. It's too bad it's your last show.
Hey. Hey, Jay, you should have pulled some Harry Carey on her, man.
Hey!
Now,
why don't we plant some marijuana?
Let me tell you.
I'm in glaucoma. That's why I wear these glasses, you know?
You know? Do you have an ENT?
Hold on, John. I'm going to get rid of John. Yeah, we were hoping for the Harry Carey this morning, Jay.
I need some Bob Murphy. Is Bob going to make an appearance?
What? I think you got to be in here live for that. I like the chemistry.
Right.
We're like Jay and Kelly.
She's the best, and she's a friend of the show.
Yeah. Well, there you go. She's coming in here, and she's going to do some drinking, right?
This is the other thing she said to me. Before the first show, I said, we were just talking about it, like how good it was, and when she was laughing at the guy, it was funny. And she goes, I got to go in there when I'm not pregnant and show them, you know, that I can hang out, you know?
Hell yeah.
I said, you go in when you're pregnant. They don't care.
Rick's holding up a sign. What show? We'll still have a show, Rick. Yeah. Everything is completely up in the air right now.
And
Kelly Ripa will be on our show.
She loved you guys.
All right. Don't freak out.
Thanks, guys, for all the support. I really appreciate it.
No problem. We had Rascals tonight in West Orange.
Yeah, and I did definitely kiss her when the lights went out.
Yeah, that's what people are saying.
You know what the fun thing is?
Hey, by the way, bravo on the satin sheet that you
went. See that? You got to go to the batting cage. Make sure you're not dipping the shoulder.
I felt kind of proud that he worked out that little bit on our little radio show.
Yes.
That show. Man, you know what?
Got it ready for the national audience.
People are going to say, that show was good. I remember when Jay Moore, Jim Brewer, everybody used to go on that show.
Wow. The F word. That's the first dump of the day, I think.
Nice.
Nice one, Jay.
Who am I, ready? I'm going to do an impression. You guess who I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. You take your top off. Take off your top. Do you have a threesome? This is exactly what I said to the last 16 girls. Let me tell you something. You were so hot, honey. I would bang you so hard. Let me tell you something, Robin. Oh, I have a tattoo on my arm. No one has any idea what the hell it means. I think it's a cab driver's first name. It's like a music note. Let me tell you something, Robin. I like to see Robin with those big black cans. That's what I like to see. What's boo? Are you Count Chocula? What are you doing, Howard?
Count Chocula.
Boo. Innovative. Innovative, and take off your top. Come over here, let me spank you, and then I'll take off your top.
You know, usually I'm really good at figuring out your impressions. I can't put
my finger on that one.
You know it's the grease, man.
Hi.
Hey, I know exactly who he's talking about. My old friend Red Barber used to ask me to take my top off.
Red Barber.
Right.
Red Barber, yeah.
You guys are the best.
All right, Jay.
And you know what? I'm doing a movie down in Arkansas. We're going to need runners and stuff, so if you guys need money, come down.
Cool.
There you have it.
I'll put you to work.
All right.
I'll put you to work.
All right.
I'm going to go walk my dog now. One of the few treats of having my dog with me.
Oh, cool. Have fun.
Love you guys.
All right, Jay.
Thanks again. Watch tomorrow, because she mentioned you guys.
Thank you.
Peace.
All right. There you go. Jay Moore. Why doesn't Reed just ever have Jay on as like a guest? Never understood that. I think Jay would be pretty good with the Reed. Yeah.
He's probably
He must have been on that show.
Yeah?
As a guest. They had Colleen Haskell on, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, well.
God, we should have got her on the show after all. We blew her off and Rob Schneider.
We blew her off?
And I told you how much I liked her.
Yeah,
why did we blow her off?
I don't know.
don't know. I have to take the blame for this.
Oh, like Rob Schneider, screw him. I could give a crap, but she would have been cool to have on.
Maybe we could still get her. No?
Did we get angry? Did we blow that bridge, like bridge over the River Kwai? We blew it up like that.
Ooh. We can't call up the Post and say we changed our mind?
Damn.
No?
Too late.
All right. 212-757-1027. If you want in on the show today, I think a mommy's coming by to play. Mommy, what would you do for NSYNC tickets? Right?
Bless you.
What time is she coming in?
Sometime after 4:30.
And which girl is this?
The Tar and Feather girl.
Tar and Feather. Tar and Feather. Oh.
Don't call her a girl. Tar and Feather mom.
Mom.
She's going to be naked, and we're going to tar and feather her for NSYNC tickets.
NSYNC tickets.
For her kids.
Nice.
That's good. All the other mommies blew us off.
Yeah.
And Rich Voss is wandering around here. Somewhere.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, we'll get him in here as well, okay?
All right.
All right, wait. What are you, crazy? Hold on, you mother effing piece of crap.
Somebody stop him! Stop it!
Damn you! Shut up!
Boy.
Yeah, fuck it. Come here!
Special Ron and Fez.
Ron learns that you can never go home again.
Ronnie, I thought you were going to visit your family. I just couldn't, Fez.
Too many memories.
Too many restraining orders. Besides, you know what my dad calls my trips to his house?
Breaking his heart.
No, breaking and entering. It's like you don't know me at all.
Well, I knew it had the word breaking in it.
All on the next Ron and Fez. Ron and Fez. Middays, noon to 3, 1027 WNEW.
Anthony Pinnacle monkeying around.
Yes, the fine people at Pinnacle now bring you monkeying around. It's for the girls. What Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed is for the guys, Pinnacle monkeying around for the ladies. Fan the flames of passion naturally. It's that potent blend of all natural exotic herbs, including the legendary monkey taekwondo. Monkey taekwondo. Pinnacle monkeying around is an exciting herbal spark. It's going to reignite the passion in your life from that Fujian province of China. Need we say more? That's right. So for great romance and sex, remember the three P's: pleasure, passion, and pinnacle. Pinnacle monkeying around. You can get it at GNC and other fine health food stores, or you can call them up directly. 1-800-899-5323. 1-800-899-5323. When it's time to get funky,
Power, 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 power. By Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
212-757-1027 is our phone number.
Yes.
We were talking about the Bush daughters, and then Jay called in. Catherine.
Holy cow, I'm on the air.
Yes, you are, Catherine.
Listen, I just wanted to know, I really love you guys, and if you guys are going to be, like, at a different radio station, how am I going to find out where you guys are?
You know what? That's a really good question. I don't think anyone will know how to find us. Maybe we could, like, I don't know, put smoke signals in the air.
Oh, my God, that would be great. You know what? Metallica rules, man.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome. I love you guys.
You could have said anything in the world, and that's what you chose to
really,
say.
I'm like this beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl.
Is that Lars in the background
me.
Yelling, yeah? All right, Catherine.
We're cool.
Thank you.
I love you.
To answer a question, Opie, I think if things did happen where we weren't here any longer, I think word might get out where we would be.
I'm hoping.
I don't think it would be a hard thing to really find. I think it would be huge news. Yeah, maybe the New York Post.
I don't know. I'm hoping someone would say something.
I would think word would get out to where we would be.
I would assume our buddies Ron and Fez would tell everybody.
I don't know. They might have a gag order put on them.
Oh, okay.
I would run right to our new bosses and say, you tell them. We'll sue if Ron and Fez talk about us.
Jesus. Come on.
Gag order. That old gag.
That old order.
Oh, bro. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. Let me go to Mitchell. Mitchell, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I want to play what did I learn the last 3 years.
All right. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I learned that you work for a company that doesn't believe in freedom of speech. I learned that...
I think we solved that problem today if you've been listening closely. I always told you guys, in the end, we always win.
Yeah, but, you know, the certain parties in the morning, freedom of speech.
Right.
I've learned also that Syndication Underground is the best way to reliably get you guys out of the New York market, unfortunately.
Where are you calling from?
New York.
Oh, all right.
But, you know, upon occasion, I listen from the office. And I learned that you guys really, really, really need...
Hang up on this call.
What, Mitchell?
I think you...
Punch out, Maverick.
Anthony?
Yeah.
Stalker Patty. What a surprise.
Ah!
What a surprise she has stopped by. Patty? Are we going to let her in?
Of course Patty's here. Jesus. What do you expect?
She's upstairs. Go get her.
Oh, I gotta come down. See what you're doing. Oh, I miss you guys.
What, does she have, like, a present or something for us?
That's what I heard.
Hey, should today be the day we actually frisk her? This could be her last queen shot.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it. I think she's harmless. Brendan from Hicksville, what did I learn over the past 3 years is that the big yellow one is the sun. Never hire anyone nicknamed Spaz, and that Anthony once tried to beat up a future NFL quarterback.
Yes.
Actually, he beat me up. Well, you tried to beat him up, and you lost, defending myself poorly. Where is she?
Patty.
$100 to the person that makes her cry today.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Just punch her.
Game on.
All right.
Punch her and win.
Game on.
Oh. Hi. Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. I didn't get to hear the first hour of the show today, so you must have said any kind of news or whatever that I missed, so I just wrote a letter asking. That's all.
Going to Venus. You didn't hear? She looks just like that caricature that's on the poster.
Yeah.
Jesus H. Christ. She looks just like it. You didn't hear? We explained our plight for the first hour of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was working. I just got out of work.
Yeah. I'm Patty.
Yeah.
Look at our faces.
I know.
We're out of here.
We got fired.
You did not. That's a lie. I know you're still not telling the truth.
Look into our eyes. This is it.
You're not fired. No, you just can't come to an agreement with what's going on, so you're not entirely happy, so you're going to win.
She was a hooah.
That's all.
She was a hooah.
There's that. But anyway, I just simply wrote a nice little letter.
The medication don't work.
Patty, we're out of here.
Yeah. You can give us seven. I just was going to just send it down.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
What does it say, Opie? What does it say? Is it perfume?
No.
Smells like the Friolator? Hi. Oh, wait, you do the Patty voice, so here you go.
Let me see.
Oh, stop.
Hi, guys. I wasn't able to hear the first 40 minutes of the show that I probably missed what's actually happening with you and management. I'm assuming from the facts I do know that you're still not entirely happy and there's yet no resolution with your contract. I understand things have not been fair in the last 3 years and management's not been appreciative of what you've done for management.
Well, I admit I don't express myself very well.
I want you to know I appreciate your talents, and the high point of my day is you.
Yeah, you gotta do that part first.
And the high point in my day you've brought to me. I love you two very much and want you to around always. I feel angry at management because they don't always know a good thing when they have it. I want to see everything work out for you in the best way possible. Whatever is happening tomorrow, etc. I'm a friend. As a friend, I want you to know. I value all of you on the ONA show as friends of the show. What?
As a friend of the show.
And want to know where you're going to continue on the air. Any change in the station I tune into, if no longer any W. I'd hope to have my birthday on the show, by the way, but I don't know what's going on by Monday, June 4th. But as a friend, I'll be waiting for news and information on you and hope you'll still continue to be on the air and soon. I support you enough to let you go to choose what's best for you. Well, thank you. What you need is more important. Love, Patty.
Well, nice little manifesto.
Anything you want to say, Patty? Because this is it.
Oh, I don't. Well, P.S. I don't think it's going to be it. You'll be around somewhere else, maybe.
P.S. If I throw out these hands out the window, will they clap when they land?
I didn't write that.
You didn't?
No.
Sworn that was you.
Patty, I can tell you this is the last time you'll see us in person.
Yeah, that's it, Patty.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You're real funny.
I'm serious. We were 3 years. Broadcasting from Honolulu.
Ant's giving him a bumps.
Yeah.
We can tell you this much. You'll probably still be able to hear us, but it won't be easy just to stop by and say hi.
Yeah.
I didn't hear. What did you say? There's a finger in your mouth open.
That you'll probably be able to still hear us, but it won't be easy just to stop on by. Yeah.
What station are you moving to?
It's more moving from the New York area.
Clickradio.com.
We're going to .com station because they're doing so well. All those .com things. It's the way for the future. Yeah.
Very funny.
We're not laughing today.
No, it's not funny, Patty. No.
Ask any of the callers. We've discussed this for an hour.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to do the road shows and stuff anymore.
Why weren't you listening, Patty?
Ben, tell her.
Oh, I'm going to sorely miss running into you every morning in front of the Brooklyn Diner, though. That'll be, make me very sad.
Right.
Ben's being polite. Anything else you want to tell her?
Well, it's just that, Patty, you don't have to give me advice in the morning. You know, she offered advice over at McDonald's. Saying, if you want to talk. No, it's okay. I have a college education. I have a real job. I don't need your help.
You have a real job? You never told us, right?
No.
I've never done that.
You did too. She was out in front of the Brooklyn Diner this morning. I'm like, oh, Christ, there she is. First thing, I'm like, I haven't even had my coffee yet.
Advice.
Hello, Ben. Good morning. Any word on the contract? If you need any advice, you want to talk.
You did too.
One of the sales guys upstairs saw it. And she did say, you did say the best of luck, but among
others. Dear Patty. What happens, that's all.
Dear Patty column, you thinking of doing this? Dear Patty. My boyfriend wants to start doing anal, but I don't know how to go about it.
Just lube it up and let it ride. That's what I do.
So, Patty, what do you want to say? This is it. You'll see we're for real tomorrow. I don't care if you don't believe us. But you shouldn't, let this opportunity pass you by. We might be able to come to New York to do road shows from time to time. We're hoping.
Stalker P and Limo A Show, afternoons at NEW.
It was more like the Anthony show,
actually. W-O-N-A, maybe? Isn't that where we're going?
Right.
But don't let this moment pass. This is it.
Here you go, Patty.
What do you want to say?
Dump out your feelings.
Well, first of all, I don't know what to say.
You're gonna kick yourself when you realize that this is for real.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Go ahead,
Patty. Gonna miss a lot of faces.
Go ahead, Patty.
England. Who needs that? I'm never going to England.
Come on, Patty.
I gotta put a time limit on this, Patty.
What?
Because we gotta move on.
Oops.
It's over.
Thank God.
This is it.
Well, whatever happens, the best of luck. I know I'll catch you again. I know I'll see you again in the future.
I wouldn't be so sure.
In the future? No, you won't. I could guarantee it.
That's all you want to say?
Well, I just read
the stalking
Post
us for 3 years?
For the first time. I didn't mean to read the paper yesterday. And I read
Post article.
Post.
Right.
Yeah. But, whatever. Clear Channel offers you a better deal. I say go for it.
Thank you, Patty, our agent.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Patty Eatman.
Patty Eatman.
From Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles. Oh. High powered. You didn't notice that? Los Angeles? That's what we're trying to tell you.
Well, there are plenty of McDonald's out there for her to work at.
Oh, imagine that. All those jobs are taken by the Mexicans.
That much longer.
I work with Mexicans on Santa Monica Boulevard.
I won't be there that much longer.
What's with all the faggots in West Hollywood? Well, Patty.
Oh, no.
Hi, this is Patty. This is the Cleaver House. And what it is a facade, which means false front. Now we're passing the Psycho House, which is only one-third scale, so they made it look like it was bigger on the hill. Okay, now we're in an earthquake.
An earthquake, huh?
Mending. Mending.
Hey, guys, how are you?
All right.
I just had to call in and say my goodbyes to you guys and also to Patty. Patty, this is the last time we're probably going to talk. I know we've both been on...
Couldn't even help us out there. All right, Patty, say your goodbyes because we got to move on.
Well, goodbye. I wish...
Come on, say your goodbyes.
Shut up! Shut up!
Well.
Quiet.
I hope it's not a goodbye.
Quiet.
I hope I hear you again soon.
Quiet.
Here's the sound effect.
Quiet.
All right, Patty.
Shut up, Demi.
Thanks for helping out our radio show and stuff.
Wow.
All right. So, take care.
Thank you. And I'll see you again soon.
Oh, you can believe that if you like. Sure. Why not? There you go. If it gives you hope.
Yeah, just remember, I'm a big supporter of the
show. All right, Patty, thanks. Thank you. Thanks for helping us out. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
There she goes. Oh, my God, she's cackling. She had a tear in her eye. No one wins the 100.
Who cares?
Okay, all right, man. Let's take a break, Anthony. 212-757-1027. Yes, Rick?
Brewer and Dave Marco calling in.
Where's Brewer?
He hasn't called yet, but he's calling this later on.
Oh, cool. Jim Brewer will be on the show in a few minutes here. Gay Marco from Disney, I hear.
Gay Disney.
Gay Disney is this week?
Gay Disney.
What?
All weekend.
All weekend. I wonder if he's seeing the Gaysians down there. Gay Marco is calling from Gay Disney?
Yep.
It's Gay Week down at Disney?
Homos galore.
What are you doing here, Rick?
I don't know. I could ask you the same thing.
Yeah, but I asked first. Faggot. We got to ask about the Gaysians. The Gaysians, yes. Learned something today that Asians could be gay. I never knew that before.
Jesus, you got to get out.
But I thought they were already just Asian.
Just Asian.
Right.
No overlapping thing.
No.
It's not compatible.
Have you ever seen a gay cab driver?
Yes.
You have?
No.
Look at you. All right, and we have a mommy coming down to play. Mommy, what would you do for NSYNC tickets? She's getting tarred and feathered for some ticks today,
mm-hmm.
right?
All
right.
Hey, this is John Madden. You're listening to Opie and Anthony on 102.7 WNEW. That's a W at the beginning and a W at the end and the N-E in the middle. that's a direction on the compass.
Anthony Ritchie from Flushing. Listening to Patty, harder than using foundrymusic.com.
Oh,
Paisano of Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy.
Yes, Opie, I hope no matter where our journeys take us, we will always be friends with Joey and Paisano of Mulberry Street in Little Italy. Right, all the romance of Italy, warm, friendly, relaxed restaurant. They serve incredible, authentic Italian cuisine, and it's made from old-world Italian recipes and priced right. So you don't go broke. The portions are huge, and they have incredible pasta lunch specials, too. If you ever see Joey down there, the owner, say, hey, Joey. And you know what he does? He gives you a glass of wine in the house. And they have a great wine list, too. At Paisano of Mulberry Street, right in the heart of Little Italy, 136 Mulberry. Call him up, 965. Such trouble with the numbers lately, Opie. Why is that? 965-1188. 965-1188. They're open 7 days a week. Weekends till 2 a.m., Paisano of Mulberry Street.
Wow. And Anthony.
Goddamn geniuses.
1027 WNEW.
Never fears, this is here.
Dylan! 212-757-1027 is our phone number. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling, listening to you guys, having a great time.
Right on, man.
What I've learned in the last 3 years is that you can take any good idea and make it great by simply adding the word teen in front of it.
Teen. Teen. Yes. You will continue hearing teen little events.
O&A, what's going on? Bobby,
what's up? Man?
Yeah, what I learned the last 3 years, anytime I hear the number two, I'm going to think epic, ponderous.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, also, tomorrow, is it going to be like 4 hours of Ben?
I don't know what they're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, hey, you guys have a good one. I'm going to go listen to myself for the last time.
All right, thank you.
Later.
Bye.
Cool.
All right, we don't know what NEW's doing tomorrow.
No.
We know our contract ends today.
I plan,
we didn't reach any sort of agreement. So we'll take our chances and see what happens.
I've already penciled in for tomorrow, very important, hours and hours of EverQuest online.
There you have
That's
it.
My important day. I know. Level 14 Shaman now, by the way.
Ooh,
I went up. Yes, I got my new magic spells. Very excited.
Got herself a pretty little faggot.
Get it straight. It's a geek.
No, that's not for you. That's for our next guest.
Ah, who is a faggot? Gay Marco.
Gay Marco.
Hey.
Hey, Marco. How are you?
Oh, my God. I can't believe what I'm hearing. I can't believe it.
Where are you, Marco?
I am in Orlando, Florida.
When you sit upon a
And for those of you who read my column on foundrymusic.com last week, you know I'm here for Gay Disney.
Isn't that redundant?
Hey, Marco, I got to ask you something, though.
Yeah?
I learned something, that Asians could be gay.
Duh.
Have you ever had a Gaysian?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah?
Oh.
What is that, when you need something to relieve the stress and pressure of all the black guys?
They're so tiny.
Oh, hey. Gaysians.
Oh, and they lay there in bed like dead fish.
Really?
Just like sushi.
Right.
Jinx, so you gotta buy me a beer.
So you don't. All
right.
I haven't heard that in years.
Buy me a beer.
Yeah, and use your butt as a bottle opener. Yeah. So, what's the deal with the gay Asians?
Well, they're gay as everybody else. Who the hell cares? There's a million gay people here. There are white gays, black gays, Asian gays, Indian gays, lesbians.
what's wrong with lesbians?
Oh, God, they're so manly.
Oh, they're not the hot lipstick lesbians?
Like,
I thought you would like them being manly because you like men.
Oh, my God. Today we were at the bug show. They had this little bug movie at Animal Kingdom. And this big fat bull dyke sat in front of me with her mullet, and she kept flipping it around, and I was like ready to tell her, girlfriend, watch that mullet. She was pissing me off. And she kept jumping out of her seat because it was like in 3D and the little bug is flying around. It was so cool.
Marco.
Yes?
What goes on at Disney during gay Disney?
Well, it's
just picture anal everywhere.
I wish. Oh, my God.
Do you have time to ride the rides?
Of course. But yeah. I get motion sickness, so I have to be careful on what rides I ride on.
Yeah, get on Mr. Toad's Wild, huh?
What goes on at gay Disney? What is it? It's just gay guys all over the place.
Yes. All right, now see, it starts today. Today's the first day.
The kickoff.
And today is the Animal Kingdom Day.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow's MGM.
Butthole Pirates of the Caribbean?
That's it. Pirates of the Caribbean is at Disney World, or Disneyland, the big park.
Yes.
The main park.
Okay.
That's Saturday, and Saturday is the big, huge event day. That's actually gay day.
You know what's funny, though, when at the end of the night when they do all the fireworks and somebody yells, look, Tinkerbell, they all look around confused looking at each other. Like then no one even looks up. Hey, Marco.
Yes?
Are there straight people there, too?
Oh, my God. Today, they had a sign out in front. They were like, they had these little signs when you walk in the door, but they're very small. They were like, this is a special event today that is catered to the homosexual community, and if you wish to have your money back, you can go to any other park.
Why?
Because they try to keep us in one park per day.
Oh, they try to corral you gays up
exactly.
In one area. So,
yeah, so like
so,
today
so the
rubes
in the Midwest don't freak out that they're seeing homosexuals.
They were all in Animal Kingdom.
Oh,
and,
poor animals. Oh. You see the tigers limping. Oh, God. Hey, Marco.
Yes.
I don't understand why you gay bastards get your special days.
Hey, they have like Kodak Day here, and they have everything else here.
Kodak. All right. How about a day for guys that love lesbians?
Well, I guess if you
guys who love lesbians day.
Well, I don't care. Write to Walt Disney and ask them for it. I don't care. I'm just here for cocktails and tea.
Cocktails. You guys want to be treated just like anyone else. Why do you have to have your special days? I've never understood that.
I don't know. I just come here to, like, ride the rides and see gay men from all over the country. There are cowboys today with, like, their hats on. Oh, my God, it is so hot here.
Hey, is it true they renamed it the Epcot Center?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Nick is bumming on line 8. Hey, Nick. Nick?
Oh, we lost him.
Nick's been saving all year to bring his family to Disney.
Oh, and he's leaving in 2 days.
He's leaving in 2 days.
Oh, just in time. Because then Saturday is Epcot Day.
Uh-huh.
And then, Sunday is Epcot Day. Then Monday is Universal Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Universal Studios.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Oh.
But I'm not staying for that because that's the night I have NSYNC, so I'm coming back.
Hey, Jennifer.
Yes.
You're on with Gay Marco.
Oh, Jay Marco, let me just tell you, I went to the gay Disney Day like 3 years ago
for my little sister's trip.
I have gay friends, I think it's great, but those lesbians are vile. We were online for a ride, a family ride, and they started singing, Old MacDonald had a farm with a lesbian and a lick lick here and a slurp slurp there. It was horrible.
And
there's
got kids online?
Like 3 and 4 year old kids are online with their parents.
I need to hear the dyke version of Old MacDonald now.
It was horrible. And then all the gay guys, I mean, they were cool. They were all like, oh, girlfriend, you need to go with those shorts, you know? But all the dykes were like, hey, honey. I mean, it was horrible.
Hey, Marco?
Yeah?
Is it true at the Epcot Center they have a new 3D movie, Honey, I Raped the Kids? No? Because I saw the 3D movie of Maybe it was different.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. It was just really bad.
All right.
Really bad. But thanks. Hey, guys. And good luck with everything there.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Okay.
There she goes. Bye-bye. Jennifer. All right.
Oh, Jay Disney.
And Marco's there, making it even gayer. Marco.
Yeah?
Are you the gayest guy there?
Please. No way.
Really?
There are guys here in dresses.
Oh,
and
just flames. Marco, from a scale of 1 to 10 in the gay world,
mm-hmm.
where would you put yourself in gayness?
Well, didn't you read my column from about 3 months ago?
No. Why are you?
Plugging my column.
Why are you?
On foundrymusic.com.
Why, you mentioned that?
Yes, there's a whole column I did about how I rated on, there's a website called straightacting.com.
Okay.
And you take the test and it tells you how gay you are on a scale of 1 to 10.
And how gay were you after this test?
I got kind of high on it.
Broke the machine. Just too gay. The machine spit out a thing and said, faggot.
I got an 8, but it doesn't matter.
An 8? That's it?
Yes. An 8 on a scale of 1 to 10.
So you're saying there are people out there gayer than you?
Yeah, there's 9s and 10s out there, too.
Oh, you got a 10, you need gills, so you don't even have to breathe. You could just, blah, blah. No brakes. No brakes to come up for air. Gay man with gills. Kelly!
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Hey! We're talking to Marco, he's in Gay Disney.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, if I went down to Disney, and, you know, I went down with that, a family, whatever, and I get down there and I see that there's this whole gay thing going on.
Yeah.
Couldn't I sue?
No, there's a disclaimer that says if you...
But they can't, like you were saying before, they don't have a day for straight people. Or what about bisexuals? Where do they fit in?
Every day is inclusion day at Disney. There's every day gay people are able to go and straight people, and then they just give it to the gays for a day.
I mean, before you know it, you're going to have, like, Black Day and Puerto Rican Day at Disneyland. I mean, what, you know, yeah, you want to be part of everyone else, great. Just go with everyone else.
All right. I think they have that.
Actually...
Hey, Marco.
If I may jump in here, actually,
yes.
This is not a Disney-sponsored event.
What is it?
Well, Disney actually has nothing really to do with it.
They just take it over, man.
Come in and take
the
over.
The gays have taken over Disney. Disney.
We're here, we're queer, we're fabulous,
exactly.
Get used to us.
It's weird that Disney would allow that, too, because they're so strict with their employees.
Hey, Marco.
Their employees are all gay.
Hey, Marco.
Yes?
Where do all the gay people come from if you guys can't reproduce?
Oh, hey, guys, too, if I can add,
yes,
I support you guys with the whole contract thing. I'm a teacher.
Thank you.
So I understand the whole lack of a contract and how much it sucks.
All right. Well, we're kind of taking a big chance with what we're doing tomorrow.
Well, hey, wherever you guys go, you know you have support, you know you have love, blah, blah, blah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye. Hey, Marco?
Hi.
Yes.
It's a small world ride, like a porno movie for you guys?
I don't know. I'll check it out.
I would think that would just be like porno. Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
That's great. That's great. You get into those cars after gay day. Ugh. It's more liquid inside the log flume ride than outside. Ugh. Stick to your seat. It's like, what, did I just sit on some gum?
Ew.
Just hose it down and keep the rides going.
Oh,
hose down the webs and keep them going.
Oh,
did you go to the haunted man ass?
That's you're getting all the parts confused. Today was Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom. So what did you see, Marco?
Well, we saw the bug movie. And it's
God
really
knows
not
what's
much
going on in those movies and the lights go out. I mean, because you know, look, you go, you see girls, guys and girls. We're talking straight guys, straight girls. You got to work up like this rapport. We all know guys are horny. Women, it takes a little more to get things going. But now you got a bunch of horny guys. I'm just picturing handies, BJs, like just anal going on in the ride. It doesn't even matter. Two to a horse on the carousel, and you know how the second guy's staying on. I'm just picturing sex all over Disney. Do you have a parade down Main Street? It's got
yes,
the most people
night.
In it, and it's the shortest parade
and
ever.
You know the best part is that all the park employees who are gay, they're, like, so friendly, like, this week. They're trying to get as many, you know, ladies in as they can, too.
Do they call it the mono-e-mono rail now? Hey, Pat, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on the air, my friend, with Gay
Excellent.
Marco.
Gay Marco, how you doing? I went to Disney like 2 years ago. Me and my buddy went out and got loaded and head back to our hotel. Said we're going to hang out by the pool and we get some beers and we're going to smoke a joint and whatever. And all of a sudden the security guy's like, hey, you guys are here pretty early.
Well, like, what are you talking about? We're here pretty early. We thought he was, you know, no lifeguard yet or whatever. He goes, you guys want me to turn the jacuzzi on so you guys can hang out? Well, like, yeah, sure. We went over to the jacuzzi and we're hanging out. Next thing we smoke a joint, whatever. We leave the next day and, turns out it was the start of gay day. He thought we were two fags hanging out by the pool.
Next thing you know, he's pleasuring me, but the joke's on him because I'm not gay. That old gag.
Yeah, you guys are cutting out. Sorry.
All right, Pat. Thank you. Gay Marco's favorite Disney character? Pluto.
Pluto.
Because it's closer to Uranus. Ooh, there's drones.
Nick.
Drones coming from outside.
You guys have got to be kidding me. I am packing my kids up as we speak, and I'm going down there for a vacation.
Children like chum on Gay Week. Like chum.
I will kill them.
Just throw your kids out.
Kids.
They love it.
Marco?
Hey, Marco, don't let them near the restrooms.
Imagine the Disney restrooms on Gay Week. Ah, like a bathhouse.
Hold on.
You can't call him a mother effer.
Hold on.
A father effer.
Hold on.
Gay Marco.
Marco, I apologize for that last
That's
call.
That's all right.
We had a hang up on
worse.
Him. Poor Marco.
Wow.
How does everyone know you're gay down there, though?
Like,
are you guys wearing, like, shirts or something?
Yes, on Saturday, on gay day, actually gay day, you're supposed to wear a red shirt.
Uh-huh.
I have this fabulous...
Imagine you just make a mistake that day, and you walk in, you're wearing a goddamn red shirt. Hello, outside for a topper.
You would think
I have this fabulous shirt. I got a French Connection. It's so hot. I can't wait to wear it.
You would think you guys would be a little more creative with your outfit. Maybe have everyone wearing the Daffy Duck pants. Where they just drop down in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, please. My friend Bucky today, they almost kicked him out because he had this tank top on, and you could see his nipples. And they said that you can't wear you can't expose your nipples.
Right, not in Disney.
I was like, please.
You wear a red shirt, you go to the bathroom, you just get attacked.
You pull out your junk, and it's just like, ow, smorgasbord. That's a buffet.
All right, well, I have to get going because we're going to this tea dance because one of the guys from Queer as Folk is going to be there.
All right, hold on. Jason has something to say. Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You're on with Gay Marco.
Yeah, I happened to go down there one weekend accident. There's something was wrong when he got in line. See all these guys in leather vests, leopard print shirt. Finally went to the bathroom. I was so scared to pull down my pants. We got out of there as soon as we could.
Run for your life.
Thank you, Jason.
That's great.
All right, Marco. Well, have fun in Gay Disney.
I'm going to. And listen, if WNEW needs any scabs, the Gay Marco Alternative Lifestyle Show is ready to premiere on Tuesday.
Say gay and scabs. It kind of conjures up images of...
Ew!
Carcinoma or whatever the hell it is. All right.
Okay, good luck to you. I love you both.
Oh, great. Thank you, Gay
Hope
Marco.
Hope to hear you soon. Bye.
Direct from Orlando for Gay Disney. Gay Disney.
All right, there he goes, Gay Marco.
Oofa. He only scored an 8? What the hell does it take to get a 10? Do you have
Anthony.
To do the test with a junk in your mouth?
Anthony, think about other people that are gayer, though. Charles Nelson Reilly isn't gayer than Gay Marco?
Could have that little kerchief through around his back.
Yeah, Marco's not walking around with the kerchiefs on.
Oh, Gay Disney. Oh.
How's that for a topper?
Jesus Christ, Rick's scored an 8.
I mean, that's not...
I guess the 10s have to be like you just dress as women... Like Fire Island, flamboyant, big friggin' hat, gay thing. I don't know.
What are you getting at?
You know, like that, like the big...
Big hat, gay thing.
Banana apple hat thing that Carmen Miranda would wear.
I learned if you're gayer, you wear the big hat, gay thing.
Big hat, gay thing.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. Oh,
Chris, what's going on?
Hey, I mean, I'm really open-minded. I heard you guys talking about the, old lesbians and all not being cute and sort of revile. And was it my landlord? She was a lesbian, and I hear her at night, and she's really old. Yeah. Not really old. I'm not like
40. You get to hear an old lesbian having sex?
Ugh. Two of them, yeah. Three or four times a week, you know, and it's loud, and it's usually like at midnight, so, you know, I'm trying to sleep, then all of a sudden I hear them starting up, I'm like, oh, no, not again, not again.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open-minded, and you know, she's a nice person, but, you know, it's just to hear that over and over, and you know, I'm a tenant in her place, so I'm paying her to hear this, and it's just like, oh, God.
Right. All right. Very good. Thanks, Chris. Is that true, Larry on line 11? Is that true? Let me go to line 11. Larry.
Hey, guys, listen. When I was there with my kids, we saw Bugs, that Bug movie, and they had these contraptions in the bench where, like, the bug's going to bite you, and these little things come out and stick you in the back and in the ribs. And right in the can. So it must be the favorite thing of every stag down there. They must be waiting out line. They must be around Disney World for this specific movie.
Just waiting for someone to poke you in the butt.
It's out of control. I'm surprised Jay Marco wasn't singing show tunes during the movie over there.
That's funny. It's got to be some sight just to see that many Fagalas running around Disney.
Well, hopefully they'll release that guy who kills all the gay guys up here in New York and Staten Island down there for a gay week.
All right, Larry. Thank
you. Bye.
You're like in Spain. They do the running of the gays down Main Street, USA. And the straight people, like, running away. There's just gay guys with their junk out running. Oh, look at, he got gored.
Oh. All right, Rich Voss is standing by to come in to say hi.
I think I just saw Jeffrey Ross walking down the hall. Ah. And more of your phone calls, of course. 212-757-1027.
Okay, tell me what is happening here.
What's
in my pants?
Something very, very wrong with us.
What's a little contributing to the delinquency of a minor?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It's really bad, but it's really good.
1027 WNEW. Second City, a special premiere.
Can I buy big? Are you slowly trying to kill me on the way to lunch?
Two episodes back to back. Sunday, June 3rd, 9 p.m., 8 central on HBO.
Ooh, can't wait. Okay, can't wait. Why? Marco called and said he was in Orlando, but he didn't say what city he was in. Very good. All right, Anthony.
Yes.
Autolock Pro.
Yes, you know a car's stolen every 20 seconds. It's over 4,000 cars a day.
I wonder if these Autolock Pros would work if you just happen to be a straight guy in Disney for gay Disney.
Gay Disney?
Put the damn Autolock Pro on your fly and
you should walk around with an Autolock on your junk. So you know when you're in the bathroom, no gay guy could steal your...
Auto Lock Pro. It's an anti-theft device. Locks on your brake.
Imagine just walking around with that on your...
It would be funny to just have your big Auto Lock Pro on your fly.
Just say no.
Like, get the hint. It locks on your brake, not your steering wheel. You know, your steering wheel can be cut through in like 10 seconds. No time. A thief's never going to get through your brake. So Auto Lock Pro, much better than the steering wheel locks. Installation, seconds. It's two simple moves and your brake pedals lock car. Undrivable. So don't waste time with other anti-theft locks. Get AutoLock Pro today. Police tested, cops use it on their own cars, and in fact, AutoLock designed by a former police sheriff. And who would know better, Opie? AutoLock Pro's tough. Drill-proof, pick-proof, freon-proof, saw-proof, bullet-proof, homo-proof. You've seen it advertised on TV. Now get your own, and if your car is ever stolen with AutoLock attached, AutoLock's going to pay up to $1,000 towards your deductible and a $1,000 reward for information on cars stolen while AutoLock's attached. They're pretty confident, and your insurance may even give you a break for using AutoLock before you park your car tonight. Buy an AutoLock at Strauss Auto Barn or Pep Boys at Strauss Auto Barn or Pep Boys. AutoLock, it works guaranteed.
Anthony, Jack from Queens, yo, Opie, if you start broadcasting from L.A., can you be a Dodger fan so the Mets can win some games?
2-2 from Jersey writes, more what did I learn in the last 3 years? The invisible man drove the WNEW van till he got his own TV show. Spaz was not the only one to have sex on the office couch.
Haha, the couch.
The jackass contest died like a Soprano storyline. Opie has the best visual impressions on the radio.
He does, the little nubbins.
And it takes Earl 6 hours to hang one damn picture.
Hour by Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW.
212-757-1027. Mike, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Over the past 3 years, I learned two things.
Yeah.
One, all Opie wanted was a sandwich.
A sandwich.
And number two, O&A always win at the end.
Without a doubt.
Good luck negotiating with Clear Channel. I'll hear you guys on the queue next week.
God, people know more than we do at this point, Anthony.
Yeah, but we're just making all this up, right?
That's right.
Of course we are.
Look who's in the studio. Rich Voss.
Yes.
Hey, what's happening?
He's kind of, you know... Wait, I was going to, you know, you're not the only person here. I was going to go around the room.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Could you stop to look at me?
Been here since 10 o'clock this morning waiting to hear about him. Uncle and Rush.
Jeffrey Ross in the studio.
Well, well, well. I'm here for the big going away party.
I thought we had to ban you from the show.
Why is that?
What's the matter, Jeff? The audition didn't go well?
That's hilarious.
Well, he's not going to play
I'm
today.
Back on in 3 weeks.
Hey, look at
that. Are you? I'll give you some pointers. Here's what you got to do.
Yeah.
That'll help.
It's like, I smell some jealousy.
Oh, that's
funny. Boy, are you
coming
guys
from what?
For a couple of... You know, just because you guys can't hold a job, you're going to make fun of other shows. You got some clip spot.
Oh, that's good. And who's your friend?
That's my son, my adopted I got him on eBay yesterday for $1,100. Sam Levine, you might remember him from Freaks and Geeks.
Yes.
I know.
And, I recognized you.
You may remember him from a little stage show they do on 43rd Street. You can see what this kid does with a plunger.
Hey, I go on record and say Jeffrey Ross much funnier on our show.
I guess you're referring to my appearance on Ed Lever and Dr. Dre in 1993 on Hot
97.
Yeah. Much funnier.
That's not allowed to mention.
See, we allow our guests to speak here, so
of course.
And you can be funny on our show.
I really have to go on board with saying I don't know what you're referring to.
Okay, good. So, Rich, you have a CD in front of you.
Well, yeah, before we get started, you know, we're kind of depressing. It was kind of depressing.
Like, he doesn't want to plug it right now. He's going to blow some smoke up our butt, and then he's going to start talking about his CD.
Now it's kind of
start shelling.
It was kind of depressing before. It seemed like everybody was leaving like a Jeff Norris show, you know?
God,
this is all
okay.
With that little head, no neck, and a misshapen body, he looks like a snowman.
Why does it look like a Jeff Norris show around here?
Oh, no, because it was depressing.
Because people don't really know what's going on.
Well, yeah, but the difference is you're working more than 10 minutes.
Oh, holy. It's just a matter of time before Jeff Norris calls us now.
Who cares about him? I would have saw Jay today, but I have a small TV, so his whole head couldn't fit on it. Water buffalo head. I'm telling you, if Norton said it was that big, he'd never get up, dice his ass.
Yeah, I mean, you have succeeded in bashing like five comics in 30 seconds.
The irony is those are his five friends in a business.
Yeah.
I'm his only friend that ever helps him out in any way. I'll even plug this crappy CD. And he recorded at a prom show.
You recorded this at a prom show? I'd be surprised, though.
That's when you met that kid you're with.
He brought this into the comedy store the other night, right? And the owner of the comedy cellar, Manny, he goes, I heard they put that CD on Napster and nobody stole it. This is a guy who's not even a comedian.
Tell him about the CD.
Then Voss pulls it. He walks in with this box.
Look at this
fantastic
box.
He's got a CD box. Hot off the presses. Rich Voss, I'm killing here.
And
he gives a crap record. He takes the box. Norton, everybody's making fun of this thing. There's nobody thanked on here. Not one of his friends. He doesn't thank God, but he thanks the comic Bible. Okay?
Let me see one of those.
So wait, here's the best part. Jim Norton walks in, takes it, looks at it, flips it over, looks at it again, and goes, this is awesome. Drops on the ground, takes a chair from the comedy cellar, smashes it into pieces, into 100 chunks, reaches into his pocket, takes out $10 and says, I just bought the verse one.
Well, that's right. And you can buy these off of RichVoss.com.
Are you going to make money off this?
I'm making a lot of money. I'll sell a lot tonight when I'm working at the Stress Factory. tonight at the Stress Factory, I'll be selling them.
Hey, you know what? I'm flattered. Look at that. Special thanks, Caroline's on Broadway, Opie and Anthony. Second mention. Dice mentioned us like halfway down.
Halfway. I even got Rick on there.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Where's Rick?
Right under Parento.
There are more people.
Now that,
literally or figuratively?
That is funny. That is really good.
Our buddies Ron and Fez, good. You're hedging your bets here at NEW.
No, I don't
see any Jeffrey Ross mentioned.
It's unbelievable that he left me off that. Unbelievable.
You guys started together.
I used to open for him.
No, Milton Berle thanked him on his CD, didn't he?
Nice try.
Okay, 0 for 1.
Now, seriously, anybody out there who has any trouble sleeping at all, go to richvoss.com, pick the CD up. It's like NyQuil. It was recorded in NyQuil vision. It's on record.
A CD. I can't even tell
it's
you.
Coming out on DVD sleep.
Oh, wow. People bowing to Jeffrey Ross.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
He's killing me.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, God, if you write that much for your own act.
Oh.
Now, when I say something, you guys groan.
I don't know. It seems like you could be out of your league there.
Who, Jeff?
I learned everything I know about working a crowd from Rich Voss.
Jeff, right now,
really?
On fire.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. When someone's on fire, you just got to back up and you know, I'm not going to say you'd take like a man again because you guys destroyed me last time for that. He's on fire, so I'm letting him roll. Okay.
That's right.
You know, I got to go with what I, you know. Oh, man.
Jeffrey Ross, where are you going to be?
I'm tomorrow night I got a big show at Joe's Pub.
Yep.
For the, at 8:30. Joe's Pub is called Black Tie Optional, Jeffrey Ross and Friends.
Nice.
Got a lot of friends coming down. Sam Levine's going to be there. Danny Aiello, Adina Menzel from Rent.
Wow.
Sarah Silverman, Nick DiPaolo.
Anybody we know?
Susie Essman. It's going to be fun. A lot of fun. Very cool, hip variety show, 8:30 tomorrow night. Joe's Pub.
Right on.
Toyota Comedy Festival.
Cool.
There it is.
I knew this was going to happen. Jeff Norris, Gorilla Boy.
Hi, Opa. How you doing?
Oh.
Jeffrey Ross, how are you, man?
I'm great. How you doing?
You know, I only met you once, but I want to congratulate you with all your Friars Clubs. It's a shame that you're in there. King of Friars Club next to King of Rob Room, Rich Voss, you cheap freaking Jew. You should be arrested for solicitation hanging up there. I got a box of CDs. Will you be my friend? I'll mention Opie's name and maybe they'll buy one. Loser.
You're a loser. Jack Ruby had a better television career than you.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty good. Voss, let me ask you something. How long have you been in comedy, you saber-toothed Jew?
You stink.
Yeah, hey, Rich. It's Rich. Shut your mouth. I know it's hard for a minute.
Jeff Norris is at.
Yes.
Turn Nick at Night on at night and close your eyes.
Yeah, thank you. That's a compliment. You want to see Rich Voss's? There you go. Rich, let me guess.
Hey, Will.
Let me guess the index to the CD. Track one, want to buy a dryer door? Track two, I have two daughters. Track three, paint my face black? I look like a piano. Track four, what is a waitress asking me what she wants? Original, loser. Instead of spending money on a CD, buy a dental plan, you rat tooth rabbit looking freak.
What was that joke? They're roasting Voss, by the way, too.
You know what's a shame, Opie?
Yes.
You know what's a shame?
Yes, you got this number.
I was talking, no. You know what's a shame? Okay, you know what?
Wait,
Rich, you want me to open a can of worms, you bastard?
You're the only guest that calls collect.
Yeah, oh, that's really, hey, Rich, you should open with that. That is really standing all material, you stupid ass.
You got to pick Otto up.
Yeah, what part you got to pick Otto up? That's good.
All right, don't try to repeat what I said.
Yeah, okay. You know what?
Jeff,
all proceeds to Rich's CDs goes to the Holland Hooker Fund so he can get laid.
Oh,
hey, what happened with those girls at the Sodi the night?
Oh, boy, did they.
Oh, really they love me. Later.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They rubbed my big tooth. You know what's a shame, too? Otto was telling me about Rich's CD, and I sat back for a minute, and I said, you know what? Good for Rich, man. Mm-hmm. He got a CD. He's climbing the ranks. You know what? I hope that whole thing crashes on your head. You got to sell him to buy diapers for your kids.
My kids don't need diapers. My kids don't need diapers.
They need diaphragms.
Have you seen those things? Last night in diapers.
Yeah, okay.
Where are you now?
You're lucky I'm not there because I'd rip your head off.
What are you doing now? Are you priming or putting a finish coat on the house?
Yeah, at least I own. I don't rent, cheap Joe.
I'm talking about your work, you loser.
We're going to come to blows, Rich. You know that.
Huh? Don't talk sexual with me, pal.
I choke on small bones, Jew. All right? I choke on small bones.
You do?
Yeah, I don't eat baby food, you little prick bastard.
You also choke on Edith Bunker impressions.
No, that's original. That's why I do good with it, Rich. That's
you
okay.
You do good with it. Yeah. Is that what they told you at Pips?
No, it wasn't Pips. Maybe Caroline. Yeah. You know, it's
you
not
know a... What? Next time I'm at Caroline's, come by after the show. I'm going to walk you across the stage so you can get that feeling again.
Oh, yeah,
that would have been a lot funnier if I didn't stutter on it.
Yeah, I know.
So with everything you said.
This never gets old with these
two. Wow.
Never gets old.
There's just this underlying hatred.
No, I like the guy.
Yeah, I like the guy.
I do kind of like Jay Moore. Jay Moore puts all these weak acts on in front of him to make him look good. You know, like the Dina Colas and that kind of stuff. So,
oh, my God. What are you talking about?
We love Mike Dina Cola.
I know, so do I. But, you know,
you are a hack. Jay Moore headlines Caroline's UMC.
Now, listen to me. I headline there Sunday. I didn't get the free pass.
Would you bring your mom, dad, daughters, and the guy from Kenmore Dryer Door a joke about a washer? It's so old. Crack dealer, you want to buy a door? You ought to invest in a dental plane, you retard looking Jew.
He's getting a little angry.
Anti-Semitic. What's up with that? A little weird.
Got a lot of Jewish people in the studio today.
But I don't refer that to Jeffrey Ross. He's talent.
Look at you, brown nose.
You're calling me a brown nose?
Don't
you're
ever.
Up there. Let me put O&A on the second line to thank him. Well,
don't
give me more plug time.
No, hey, listen, I never call him here to plug.
What did you just tell me last week? All right, you know what? Now I'm going to open a can of worms.
Before we go on, what sticker stop are you at? All right, yeah. I got to know.
Yeah, that's original. That's good, but at least I earned my keep around here.
Yeah, I know, and I...
You want to be arrested for solicitation?
Yeah, he was helping us out, Rich.
He went, no, that's good he was helping you out. Let's talk about the WWF when you went on and when I went on.
That's because you had a bunch of crack alley addicts there watching you, supporting you.
Oh, and listen, I'm a big act, pal.
Oh, you're a big act.
Yeah,
I know. So
gave you my cell phone number.
So is Paulie Shore.
All right.
Wow.
Wow.
Why are you so mad, Jeff? Calm down. I love you. You're a good friend.
I want to
hear him open up the can of worms.
Open up
I love this stuff.
I was upset last year. Go ahead.
Wait, let him go. All right.
Shut up!
All right, go ahead, Jeff. Gorilla Boy.
Hold on. You can't say that.
Can I finish now? How many times you call me Rich last week saying, Rick never called me back. I wanted to plug my show. I'm driving all the way to Holland to plug my show. He never called me back. Half a sissy. Change your tampon.
Wow. These two.
I don't even get it.
Jeff Norris to make fun of Rick Vaughn.
I know. Well, who is Jeff Norris? That's the question.
Yeah, you know who I am? What have you done in your career, jerk off?
Are you talking to me?
Comics.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, you idiot.
Listen to me, you extra in a police uniform.
Let
me tell you something.
Okay.
The only speaking lines you got is, what would you like in my coffee? Okay.
Yeah, that is hysterical. Okay, the only work you got, Rick, I believe.
You cannot compare your career to me. When I go on stage, I don't have to go...
diarrhea to mouth.
Listen to me. When I go on stage, I don't have to go shopping at Toys R Us for punchlines, okay?
I don't either have.
Pathetic prop act. Get a cummerbund and do a boat. You're
all right. I know. That's good, Rich. The buck teeth act works much better.
Yeah, the buck teeth, that's okay.
Yeah. Rich, let me ask you something.
Shut up!
What have you done in your life, Rich? You did a Target commercial for Union, New Jersey? Wow. What did you get for that? Postage stamp?
Oh. Wow, you should close with that.
Yeah, I know. That's okay.
You're the only guy that's got an audition on New Year's Eve.
What's that? I get auditions all the time.
Yeah, you get auditions.
I do. Yeah, many weeks pays more money than you can make in a year with your stupid act.
I think you get laid a lot going, hey, I'm cereal.
Hey.
I'm a frosted mini wheats guy.
Yeah, what I do.
He does a great job with
the mini
wheats.
At least I have to fly him in from Holland, loser.
Okay.
Fly in and lay me. I'll pay your airfare and see me hash on stage.
Oh, God.
If I was there, you'd be dead, boy. And you know what? I don't like you.
Oh, now I'm upset. You don't like me? Did he hang up?
Oh, boy. Oh, no. Yeah. He gets so mad.
Why? What's his problem?
I don't know, but I destroyed him again. Boss, the winner. Rich Boss never loses. Rich
Boss. Oh! Oh, no. Oh, my God, Norris is here. He's kicking the crap out of Bobby. He's beating him silly. He flung him off the chair, and he's beating the piss out of him. Oh, my God. He can't be. He's trying to hold him back, but he is. Oh, my God, they're battling. It's like watching elk rut. Wow. Voss, he laid you out. Wow. He came storming in here.
Voss, welcome to our... Is he all right? Hey, Voss, welcome to our... Voss, get back on the radio.
It was like a scene out of Mighty Joe Young.
Oh, my God. Boss was shaking like an Israeli wedding palace.
Wow. Seth doesn't run that fast to get on stage.
Oh, my God.
Boss, welcome to the demented family, man. We set you up today, my brother.
He didn't stop. Full speed, he ran into Boss, who flew off the chair onto the floor, and then he starts kicking him.
Holy S. Boss is going, I'm the champion, I won that. He's like, he's getting all cocky. He's razor his arm. Next thing you know, he turns his head and freaking Gorilla Boy's coming at him. Oh,
Norris will never let you forget he could snap you like a twig. Oh,
he's punching his TV. That was my copy.
There are chunks of Boss TV all over the studio.
Wow.
Oh, man.
You're going to have to do two shows to pay for that.
It never ends. Wait, get on mic. Just to record that. Get on mic.
Jeff Norris.
Jeff.
Holy smoke. You came flying in on him.
Boss, what were you thinking? You had no clue. You had no clue. You had no clue. We got you good, man.
Hi, Big Jeff.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You're officially part of the demented family now, man. We got you.
That had to hurt.
It took me 10 times to come in here to get that.
That had to hurt.
That didn't hurt.
No, it didn't hurt that bad. But
if that hurt, then I'd kill you.
Then let me tell you.
Well, you're probably good.
If you didn't know
the way he smokes, though, he's still breathing heavy.
I got thrown off the chair and kicked on the ground.
That was like a prison rape.
Now I know what you do to your audience. Oh, forget it.
No more.
Don't move.
No more, man.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Give me that piece right there.
He's got a piece of a CD.
It's my favorite bit of his.
A bit of his CD.
The funniest bit. This little piece right here, it's about, I don't know, the population of Idaho on that pie chart on USA Today. That's what I got right here. RichVoss.com.
I haven't left this art in a long time.
Look at that.
Oh man. Classic.
What were you thinking, man?
I don't know. I saw it came out of nowhere.
Oh, my God.
He was in the other studio. Obviously. Huh? He was in the other studio the whole time, obviously.
Get out of here. Oh, obviously.
Man, that was so funny.
Hey, Norris, you're lucky Opie didn't jump up and punch you in the eye.
Know,
he usually does that when people run in the studio.
See, I was in on this one.
I got to take this back.
It's like Battle of the Middle. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, boss, because of this, are you going to wrap Opie's car in paper and put a dead fish on it?
Listen, I'll tell you one thing. If you can get your comedy to your acting skills like that...
I'll be as good as you one day.
No, you'll never be that good. Listen to me.
Round two coming up. Ring the bell, Eddie. He'll knock you tomorrow, boss.
Oh, here we go. Nick
no,
at night.
I got to tell you.
I think you would have tried it. No, how's that?
I got to tell you, when you were charging him, I'm like, wait, we set this up. Well, he was. I thought you were like so close that you said, F it, I'm going for it.
And I was going to come in and I had something else planned, but there's not enough room in the studio.
I said to Rick, when Rick told me that you were here and he was going to unleash Norris on Voss, I said, guaranteed Voss gets hurt. I go, because you can't play. Norris, it's hard for him to actually play. It's like, you know when they show the bears in Russia and, like, they're on a talk show and all of a sudden the bear just mauls the person next to them. You're like, oh, my God. The
to the bear, it's just like, ooh, okay.
Right.
You know, he's playing. Meanwhile, the person's head is off. That's what you're like. The last time you showed me a choke move,
that was so gentle.
I'm on vacation. I couldn't talk for 2 days.
Look how big he is.
I know.
Look at his arm.
Oh, great white gorilla. Please don't hurt our village.
But I was sitting here.
That was funny. You got so cocky after you hung up.
Oh, he's ready to start singing "We Are the Champion," and he gets blindsided.
Once again, I kicked his ass.
You know what? But even if this wasn't a joke, I would have drove in from Jersey to beat him. I still would have drove in.
Sam Levine crapped his diaper.
Yeah, Sam, you didn't know what was going on.
I'm sorry.
We should have let you in on that.
He's so big.
Right. Yeah.
I had no idea. He sounds so small on the phone.
Yeah.
Gary Coleman is big next to you.
Oh, you didn't know either, right?
I was the second where I go, okay, here's what happened in my head. I see him coming down. I didn't even know what he looked like, right? I was like, okay, radio gag. I'm safe.
Right.
Because I have been in here where stuff's gotten weird with the rock and
yes,
stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And,
it didn't look like a gag when he came flying.
Here's what happened. I heard stomping, so immediately, like, red alert. I turn around and I did the karate, like,
karate.
I was like, what's going on? Then I see him coming. Right away, I know, radio gag, boss is okay.
Yeah.
And then after I realized it was not, he wasn't going to get hurt, there was a second in his acting, in Jeff Norris's acting, where I said, this is real.
Yeah, I started to move. Special victims unit called me as a hostile cop.
You turn around and started
running. Port Authority, don't arrest me again.
You turn around and started running the morning radio. Listen to me. You are not helping.
You want another smack?
No, not you, him.
Wow. All right, we got to take a break. Unbelievable.
Rob Ball, the Gorilla Boy.
Steve C, did you get all that?
Steve C, videotape.
Hey, Ope, is it inappropriate to plug something? Because I've been nervous lately about the plugs here.
No. Well, yeah, all right. Yeah, you know something? You earned your plug,
yeah.
Definitely.
Can we throw darts at you for plugs?
That old gag. That was a great gag. All right. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Jeff. Jeff Norris.
And you say anything, I will kill you.
Uh-oh, and he will.
Saturday, June 2nd, 9 o'clock. Headlining, Mr. Voss, I might add. At the Dunellen Theater. Shut up, you'll die.
Right.
June 6th through the 10th, Rascals and Ocean.
You know what that was? That was like the people at Rascals going, if you happen to get on Opie and Anthony today, you can work June
6th. What are you trying to
inform? All right.
I thought you were going to plug
in. Just booked himself.
Or something. Wow.
What did you say?
Rich Voss Stress Factory tonight.
Yeah. Go there.
And richvoss.com for the CD. I mean, everyone's still hanging.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jeffrey Ross.
What's up? I'm at Joe's Pub tomorrow night at 8:30. One show only. That's it.
And Sam, you just hanging? Or?
I'm with Jeff tomorrow. I'm very excited about that.
All right, we're going to talk to you. Like,
Sam's on my show tomorrow.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to him. He does good impressions. We'll figure something out. All right, stay there.
All right.
Opie and Anthony, 1027.
You see sucking F, cool jack-off ass-F.
WNW.
Opie, church Sunday like usual?
Opie and Anthony show.
I love being absolved and then effing it all up again.
Anthony.
Yes, Opie.
We're in the middle of commercials, but I should tell everyone out there in Radio Land.
Yeah. Earl's chick is here.
From last week. The one that wants to have a date with Earl.
This girl is slamming.
Where's Earl been? I haven't seen him all day.
Earl better not blow us off. Go get Earl.
I'm hiding.
Wait. Where's Rick? You got to hide the girl. Hide the girl, because I want, you know, Earl to be blindfolded or whatever, and then, you know, open his eyes to see what piece of ass wants to have sex with him.
Right.
Anthony, speaking of sex, Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed.
Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. Well, you thought you heard it all. Here comes Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. It might not sound serious. It sounds kind of goofy, doesn't it?
Yes.
But Horny Goat Weed is the name of the herb. It comes from China. It's been used for thousands of years. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed's got all kinds of exotic botanicals. And what it does, it enhances your sex life. So if you're stressed out under too much pressure, or you just slammed on the floor out of your chair by a full-speed running Norris, it might have done some damage to your pecker. You might need the Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. Get your ass to GNC, get some Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed, or call them up 1-800-899-5323. And people that tried it said it's the single most potent and thoroughly exciting herbal supplement they've ever tried. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. It's been called the ultimate sexual potency supplement. So go, GNC, get some Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. Or call them 1-800-899-5323. 1-800-899-5323. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. Get some today.
Anthony, some great instant feedback coming in?
Brody from the Bronx, ask Jeffrey Ross if anything like this ever happens on his other radio show. His other radio show.
Opie and Anthony.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I got them both.
1027 WNEW.
And don't worry, all the pieces will fit. Huh?
Huh?
Ah! 212-757-1027. Dan from Hoboken wants to know if we have to offer Jeffrey Ross $3,000 to take his top off.
I don't get it.
Kimmy jokes. Yeah. We love Kimmy.
Yeah.
Rich Voss in the studio. Jeffrey Ross. Sam Levine. Did Gorilla Boy leave? Jeff Norris? He's around here somewhere. You want to talk to... we should set this up. Especially for these guys, because maybe they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
The Earl thing.
Earl.
Yeah, well, we... Earl denies it, but we think he's a virgin still.
Earl?
And you know something? I could give a crap, you know? But he's one of these guys that, like, denies it, and then he comes up with some crazy harebrained story about how he's not a virgin. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, he finally fessed up after hours. And the way we were able to say that he is a virgin and he's lying is, Opie goes, all right, Anthony, first girl you ever had in your life. Boom. It was right off the top of my head. You remember these things.
Rich Voss, first girl you ever had.
It's a gross story.
Well, what's it was just a name.
It was a seaside. It was a gangbang.
No way.
I was number two, though. I was number two. Then I'm telling you.
You were the cleanup guy?
You know what, though? Anything after number one in a gangbang is not bad.
Huh?
Is not good.
Well, it depends who you're following. You know, I mean, I don't know. It was my first
Jim Norton.
Time. I didn't know, huh? No, she didn't smell like pee.
Anyway, so we asked him that, and he didn't have an answer.
He had no answer. And then after like an hour of pounding, trying to get information out of him, he goes, all right, it was an intern that used to work at the old NEW. It was on a conference room table. Now it's just guy like this real dirty sex thing. You know, so it's like, oh, the crazy story that you come up with when you're caught. So we went to the phone. The girl called up and said, look, I'll go out with Earl, because we determined Earl just has this problem. He's a little shy. He's not outgoing. He doesn't know how to carry on a conversation, make the first move. So we did it for him. We got this girl who's going to come down and go out on a date with him. And if all goes well, the guy's going to get lucky. The girl seemed like she was open to maybe having sex with him if they hit it off.
And, you know, I thought, you know, she'd be kind of piggy.
You did you?
Oh, yeah. A girl that would want to, you know, have sex with Earl.
With Earl.
And I'm like, well, she's not going to be a looker.
Mm-hmm.
You see her out there? She's gorgeous. Let's bring her in.
What's wrong with her?
Get her in here.
Imagine having sex with someone named Earl anyway.
Oh, Earl.
Earl.
That's the name you crap to.
Earl.
Earl.
But he's black. Don't they all have sex?
Look at that. That's here's another thing we did.
They have
we said that Earl's ridiculous doing this. And he goes, no, I don't think so. So Opie goes, we'll take a poll. We'll get five black guys and get their average age when they lost their virginity. And Opie said, I bet it's 15.
I'm Anthony?
Yeah.
They're not even listening to you because the girl just walked in.
I'm explaining to the listeners at home.
Yeah.
It turned out that the average age was 14.6 years old. So Earl was like way out because he's, 30 or something like that?
Wait a second.
31.
Shaniqua, I'm a virgin too.
What's your name?
Monique.
Look how
pretty she is.
Look at the head. Wow.
Look how pretty.
We didn't expect you to look like this.
Really?
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's like light skin. Jeffrey Ross, you like the light skin.
Sam's a virgin, you know.
Sam Levine.
Is that your natural hair color, honey pot?
No, it's pink.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Sam again.
Just talk, Sam. You don't have to
with
have
no
a microphone.
Mic to defend myself. It's very cruel. It's very cruel. Jeff, you know you were my first. We did it at that NAMBLA convention back in 1996. Come on,
you'd be
man.
A hit at NAMBLA. You shouldn't joke like that.
That whole Ed Munster thing going for him? Hey, how old are you?
I'm 24.
That's what I'm trying to say.
and you want Earl, right?
I'm sorry?
You want Earl.
I don't even know what Earl looks like.
See? But you were very interested, right?
Yeah. He needs somebody to break him out of his shell.
Right, and I think you're the girl.
Yeah,
Exactly. You really do. You look like, you know, you're very nice, but you look like you have some wild side to you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot.
She's been very hip. She's got the pink and the blonde in her hair.
Yeah.
Very nice body.
Got a little of the, what do you call a bling bling around the neck, Opie?
Got the bling.
Hey, let me tell you something, baby. I'm not like the brothers. I'll eat the coochie.
Is that track 4 or 5 on your CD?
Oh, my God.
RichVoss.com for your CD.
Do the tag.
Oh, my God.
The black
people. Oh, no, well, they don't. Look at Jeffrey getting all excited. Do the tag.
I know his bit.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I got to be nice. I can't
anybody
come
with a sense of humor.
Wow. Norris is writing all these down for the next argument.
They're roasting Voss next week at the Boston Comedy
Show. Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah, Norton's hosting it.
Okay. Yeah. That ought to be interesting.
Oh, well, let's
talk about her.
Let's get Earl on the phone. Earl.
Hey, guys. It's Rick.
Hey, Rick. Where are you?
I'm just pulling up to Earl now.
Where is Earl?
Hello, Earl. How are you doing? The guys want to talk to you real quick.
Earl doesn't want to come down to meet Monique.
Hold the phone.
Earl? Earl, how you doing, man?
Hi, Earl.
Good.
Where have you been today? We haven't seen you all day. It's like it could be the last broadcast of ONA on NEW today, and we haven't seen you.
Yeah, we thought you cared and stuff.
Yeah. I've been at my desk.
All right. You're at your desk. Earl, there's a lovely young lady down here, Monique, who would love to meet you. She's beautiful, Earl. Yeah. You want to come down and just say hi?
I'm a little bit busy, guys.
Oh. Wait, Earl, what can you possibly be doing that's more important than meeting the lovely Monique?
I'm not saying it's not important. I'm just like I'm in the middle of something right now.
What are you in the middle of? Unless it's three strippers. What are you in the middle of right now?
Changing my name.
Earl, what are you in the middle of? Seriously.
No, actually, I'm just doing some paperwork.
Paperwork's more important than Monique. She's getting paid.
I'm not saying she's not...
Earl, you're insulting a beautiful young lady that wants to meet
you. I'm not insulting anyone.
Virgin.
Jeffrey Ross, what do you think of Monique?
You mean Lesnik?
What?
There's Lesnik there than Mo. I see that.
I think she's very pretty.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I think you are.
Mm-hmm. Earl,
where do you live?
I live in Austining.
What?
No, I didn't ask. I didn't ask where your family was launched. Got that.
Oh, wow. Boss, man.
Boss, don't ruin it. Hey, Earl. Earl.
You're apologizing like a pussy, Rick.
No, because she's not a comic. And
she's all right.
I understand.
Earl, can't you come down here and just...
She can come up here because she's a nun.
Earl, could you just come down and meet her at least?
Earl, hi.
Walk to the studio. We're talking 10 minutes out of your life.
Monique, why don't we have Monique talk to Earl for a second?
All right.
Monique.
Earl.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I traveled all this way to come and see you.
I'm quite flattered.
Earl,
wait a minute.
Earl, we're lining up, man. I mean, we're giving you first stab at it here. You're your own C-blocker.
Earl from the future.
I'm C-blocking myself.
Earl?
Yes.
Come on. Dan from Hoboken wants to know, you're working on the local file or roadshow ID tags?
Earl, she's making reservations for Disney.
Earl, you could do it your way or our way. We can play 1965.
Oh, my God. Not the fire hose out of the hallway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a bad one. You should see him run, though, when we do it. It's classic. Earl?
Yes.
What do you think? I'm trying to be nice.
Well, I made it pretty clear. Well, I thought I made it pretty clear about kind of like getting fixed up and blind dates.
We're not talking about blind dates. We're talking about coming and meeting a girl. That's it. We're setting our sights real low here.
Monique doesn't even know what you look like.
Exactly. I just want to say hi.
Come on down. Earl.
Oh, my God.
Earl, I can't believe he's got to be talked into this like this. Earl.
Yes.
Just say hi. That's all
I said hello.
In person.
In person, man.
Please.
Does she got booty, Jeff?
Uh-huh.
I can't see the booty from here. You're just... Yeah, look at the booty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Earl.
Wow.
Hi.
You do...
Hi. That was good. Earl.
I got a black magic woman.
Mm-hmm. Earl.
Yes.
What do you think? Monique, you look just like Shrek. Earl, walk down. See, now, Opie, you're going to ruin it. Earl. Earl.
Earl?
Just get. Oh, boy.
I hung up, but all right, we'll go to the other phone. Rick.
Yeah, I'm right here next to him. He's a lying sack. He isn't doing anything.
We have backup phone.
He's got a freaking stack of Pringles that I'm eating now because he's just sitting here looking at his computer, hoping the day goes by so he can cash another check.
No, you're calling Dago.
Yeah, you're the Dago.
Even Gay Marco would come and look at her. Look at you.
Well, Sam.
Well, Rick, what's going on? Is there a little pissed? Or?
No, he's just sitting here like a tool. Like a repressed gay guy.
Sean in line 10 says she's not Earl's type. She's female.
Oh, see? Now all that's going to get kicked up because Earl, doesn't he want to come down and meet her? What is that all about?
Where are you going, Ben? Yeah, Ben's getting pissed.
Hey, guess what? I figured out what a number 10 on Gay Marco's test looks like.
Oh, talk to Earl.
Come on, Earl. It's a chick. It's a girl. She won't bite you, man.
Earl, she's really hot.
She might bite you.
Well, she's hot, too.
Would you flash us or anything?
Come on.
All right. Well, I figured we'd ask.
Mm-hmm.
Earl,
she's a nice girl.
Earl, she's a lady, too. She won't flash us. He's got it. He might enjoy that.
How old is he?
Earl. 31.
I just took the club away from him.
31. He does have a club next to his desk.
Well, he doesn't anymore. I just gave it to Ben.
Earl. Dude, what kind of guy's got to be talked into coming down and meeting a beautiful girl? What kind of guy? Earl! Earl, we'll send Gorilla Boy down there. Uh-oh.
What the hell is wrong with you?
There's Ben Yon out now.
What's next to the club, Vaseline? Come on down here.
Earl?
He's not coming.
Fine.
Earl, come down.
He said fine.
Wait, he hung up again. We'll go to another phone. Rick?
Wow, he uprooted himself from his chair. He's heading down the hall.
All right.
Well,
Earl is coming
down
in
a second.
All right, hold on. Should we hide Monique? Do you want to meet Monique or do the wiffle ball bat challenge? Jesus. Should we hide her? Yeah.
But get over here and bend down.
Oh, Opie. Not about you, Opie. It's about Earl.
What? It's the radio.
Here, bend down over here.
Hide behind this club. Hide behind this stack of unsold Rich Voss CDs.
Wait, she's going to... hold on. How are we going to do this? Wait, make sure Earl doesn't come walking in. Hold on.
Yeah, just kind of duck down there. There you go.
Hold on.
Duck down so he can't see.
Duck all it. Wow.
There you go.
Got red panties on.
You like that?
Wow, look at you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nicey nice.
All right, let's bring Earl in.
Bring Earl in.
All right, Earl, get on the mic.
All right, Earl. Hold on.
He looks all
angry. Hold on. Hold the phone. Why are you pissed?
We haven't done anything bad to you today. We just have this beautiful girl that we want you to meet.
Tell me why you're pissed, seriously. We're not asking much from you. Take the grin off your face.
And we can understand sometimes you're pissed off at things we do. Fine. This is not
Earl,
even in the realm.
We know we push you hard. We know that. But we're not pushing you today.
No, I just hate getting... I hate getting fixed up. I hate it.
You're talking about just meeting
her. We're not saying you guys go out or anything. She might not even like you.
Right. Who knows?
Are you all right? I want you to...
You okay with this, Earl?
What choice do I have?
None. But are you okay with it?
Earl, she doesn't bite. It's a girl.
I think she's going to bite. I just hate...
It sounds like we're making them eat dog do or something.
I know.
Are you cool with black chicks?
Yes.
She's kind of light-skinned more.
Hermaphrodites?
Good. Thank you, Jeff.
No, I'm serious. You're loosening them up. Look at them smiling.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Does it matter? I know I'm not going to win with a room full of comedians.
Does it matter?
And Vaughn.
Yeah, you're my canine.
You're peeping.
Does it matter if she still smells like Jay Moore? Oh, come on. They all get there sooner or later. Come on. I know Jay a long time.
Can I do track 6 off Rich Voss's CD?
Yeah, go ahead.
Black guys won't eat the coochie unless it's fried.
I just did that one, stupid.
I thought you did the. I thought.
Look at the size of your head. What are you auditioning for?
You want another beating?
When you walk out here, can your legs?
Mel Blanc's looking for a new rabbit.
Okay.
Rich,
that's good.
Earlier, weren't you saying his head was little?
I don't know. Now it's getting big.
Whatever, Joe. I'm trying to keep up with head size.
At least my teeth match my head, rabbit.
Why is he coming at me again?
She looked like...
If I come at you, you'll know it.
The funny thing is, it is like, he you are like a rabbit, and he's like ravishing Ronald. Remember that guy?
The Nature Boy!
Ravishing Ronald!
Oh, brother, there goes me bread and butter.
We're gonna have a rabbit.
He pulls the hairnet over his head and starts boxing him.
Yeah. Here, give Earl that mic and turn that mic around so Monique can
say hi to Earl.
Monique is still hiding
that mic around.
Down below here.
Earl, it's time to meet your...
Earl? Smile. Give it your best
face. Yeah, Earl, you don't want to look... Now, wait a minute. Don't get up yet. This is her first impression of you, Earl. You don't want it to look like you just got out of lockdown. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, kind of... Look happy.
Loosen up a bit.
Loosen up. You want a shot? Want some Jaeger? We got some ice cold Jaeger. Nice.
Want a hit? What do you want?
You want some heroin? Right. What do you need? David, what's up?
Hey, stop being a wuss, man. You're making the brothers in bad look.
Wow.
All right. Wow. David
says, go F yourself.
David,
I apologize for the anger.
Earl, potty mouth, though.
Now you look angry again.
Yeah. You don't want to look angry.
Loosen up. Loosen up.
I'm not tolerating stupid listening.
All right. Loosen up. Wow. Loosen up.
Jesus Christ. I hang up on everyone.
Looks like we don't have a show.
All right. Earl, here comes the moment now. So just, you want first impression to be nice.
Nice.
Okay?
Earl, you're slow.
There you go.
You're slow.
Looks good.
I always
stand straight up.
Stand straight. Remove the mic up so you can talk while you're
standing
up.
Look at him smiling.
That's good. See? All right. There you go. All right, Monique. Quick, before he gets pissed again. There you go. All right. Stand up.
Earl.
Nice, right?
Lovely, Monique.
Oh, look at Earl's face.
Yeah.
Hey, Earl.
Hello.
Thank you for coming down.
You're welcome.
How
That's
you?
Nice.
Okay. Oh, you stop it.
So, Earl, what do you think of the lovely Monique?
She's coming. Quite lovely.
Thank you.
She's, look at that. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Earl, would you like to say something to Monique?
What? Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for coming down.
Monique, what do you think of Earl?
I think he's gorgeous.
Oh! There you go. And what do you think of Monique, Earl?
I can't even talk.
See? Now, would you be against, I'm not setting something up in stone here, but would you be against...
Getting a Hummer.
Jeez, I'm trying to help the guy out here. Would you be against, maybe hooking up to go and have dinner somewhere?
I'd be open to that.
You'd be open to that. And Monique, what do you think?
Yes, I would also.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 360 this guy
is. I know. Right?
Yeah.
I didn't see 10 kids in the future.
All of a sudden, Earl turned into Billy Dee Williams.
I know.
Yeah, baby.
Harry White.
Right.
Yeah,
I saw three kids in her car downstairs.
No.
She's not Puerto Rican.
Oh, Jesus, Rick. We've run out of microphones, unfortunately, in the studio.
Yeah. Okay, so you wouldn't be against anything like that?
Look at those lips.
Yeah.
She's got the lower lip drag, like Dice would say.
Nice.
The drag. On the lower lip, you need something with some drag.
She's got that, Earl.
Monique, you high?
If you don't mind driving,
I saw the eyes, the eyes were squinted.
He said, if you don't mind driving with Otto, Jeff will drive you to your date. Sorry, I stepped over that one. That was good.
That's all right.
Rich will take you, but you have to look through pictures of his kids.
I can reproduce.
Don't make that sound like a good thing.
We don't want to look at your kids. We don't want to look at the wall in your bedroom. All right, let me go have a cigarette now. You didn't get that?
Nice hat. Good. Nice, pathetic. What was that mean? Look at the wall?
All right. Well,
another beating at 6:05.
It's about Earl and Monique. I've never seen Earl happier.
I know.
Something has come out of Earl today.
It's not what's coming out of him now. She got the J-Lo glasses on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's got look at those lips with the stuff on them. It's like shiny and stuff.
You could call him Earl Daddy.
Earl Daddy.
Yeah.
So Monique, where you want to go with Earl?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the city.
Earl, good spots maybe? Get some dinner or something?
Ben knows Manhattan. What do you think, Ben?
Popeyes.
Holy
All right, Ben.
Earl, comment?
My God. That's awful.
That's horrible. Everyone knows it's churches.
Oh.
No.
Earl,
where do you want to take Monique?
Head drunk a complete. Wait a minute.
I'm Big Dick Black.
Stop it.
Earl?
I don't know, I'm drawing a blank. I don't know where to go around here.
Joe's Pub. Tomorrow night.
Jeffrey Ross.
Actually, Joe's Pub's a really cool spot.
He doesn't look like Shrek, Monique?
No, he doesn't look like
Shrek.
Man,
you just got on his good side.
Yeah, Earl.
He doesn't like
digging you.
He doesn't like the Shrek comparison.
I like it.
You turn it, you guys.
Yeah, but you paint his face green. It's pretty close.
No.
Earl? So now, let's say you two went out, right? You hit it off good. Are you the type of girl that would really take a lot of work to maybe get some kind of sexual favors going on or something?
A lot of work on my part or on his
part? On his part. Like, what does a guy got to do before you'll get a little romantic?
Mutual.
Yeah. Well, with him, I don't know how mutual it's going to be. And I want to know how easy you are.
Well, it all depends. It all depends on the circumstances.
At least she's being honest. All right. What's it take?
I mean, I consider myself to be a very sexual person.
Oh, God, Earl.
I like to have sex.
You like having sex?
I like sex.
What's the shortest time between meeting someone and having sex you've ever had?
Maybe 6 hours.
6 hours. It's now 6 o'clock, Earl. By midnight, you could be having some fun if you play your cards right.
I mean, you basically have to feed me, get me drunk. You know, show me a good time, and then we'll see.
What if he's not hung too well?
There's ways around that, you know.
Yeah. What are the odds?
My mom always tells me, if you can't stick it, lick it.
Oh,
and hi, mom, if you're listening.
That's a postage stamp you do that to. You can't stick it, lick it.
Exactly.
Right. Of course it is.
Wow. Okay.
You're not just after Earl for the benefits.
That's a
big thing in the community, right?
Well,
I must warn you, Earl.
My man got benefits.
I gotta warn Monique, though, Anthony.
Yeah,
Earl doesn't have much cheddar. He's got some cheese whiz. But we'll take up a collection in the studio.
You're absolutely right.
That's all right. We'll take up a collection.
Oh,
I'll throw a couple of bucks in the pot so these guys can have
without a doubt
food and drink.
I'm in.
What's your poison there, Monique? What do you like to drink?
I like Bacardi 150.
Oh my God, that's drunk in seconds. That's like that is a great liquor. And you like it straight up.
Straight up.
Straight up like a man. Kool-Aid chaser. Anthony, I believe we have some Bacardi in the back office.
Oh!
Thank you. See if we got Bacardi in the bar that is our office. That's nice. Earl? Earl, you getting those butterfly feelings? Like, holy crap, this could happen?
Well, I got butterflies already.
Yeah? Oh. Yeah, that happens when you start really thinking you're going to close the deal or something. Right. We're like your agents here. We're not even going to ask for 10%.
Bring your fingers in tomorrow.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Earl, you haven't said much. Monique has opened up to you a bit. What kind of hairstyle are you sporting?
Well, I don't know. I just woke up one morning and decided I wanted red and yellow.
I mean,
I'm talking
below the waist, baby.
Oh.
You know, what kind of hairstyle are you sporting? Oh, natural?
Full rack, baby.
A full rack? Is it like a pool rack full of afro hair down there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
It's low. It's very much cropped.
We don't like Fidel Castro eating a London broil. You know? That looks a little unruly.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, we don't need that.
It's neat.
Looks like you have links on the mod squad's head and a leg lock.
Right.
No? Okay.
Does it look like Alan Iverson?
No.
You don't dye that, though, do you?
No,
that would be look cool though. Like, yeah, imagine that she takes her dress off, her pants off, or something, and you see her hair down there is exactly the same color.
No
as
Bacardi.
Giving me an idea.
What do we got?
What do we got? Let's throw some stuff in front of her.
Rum.
We got
rum.
What is it?
Okay.
Dominican rum.
You like the Dominican rum?
Yeah.
Do you need a glass?
That's a Jaeger. You need a brown paper bag?
No.
Don't drink too much of that Dominican rum, then your electricity will be cut off.
Oh man.
Ring the bell.
Monique, what do you like about Earl now that you've seen him, like physically?
He
very much muscular and so sexy. Mm.
Looks like Bobby Bonilla, doesn't he?
No, wait a minute. That's Earl. You're looking at Norris.
Yeah, we're talking about the black guy.
Yeah.
Are you a Yankee fan?
Santa Claus.
Monique, you a Yankee fan?
Yes, I am.
Nice. Right there, you're in too.
Perfect height.
Would you actually one day maybe like to go to a Yankee game with Earl?
Yeah,
Earl could get ticks, right? Would you be opposed to going to a game with her? Imagine you strut into the stadium with her on your arm.
You're dressed like an umpire. You'll do that.
You're right.
Can't win with a room full of comedians.
That's right.
Can't win.
And Rich Voss.
Yes, of course. Anthony, we'd send him to Paisanos, but we know how Joey feels about, you know.
Choco Paquette.
Yeah, exactly.
You're Titzel. I'm moving on.
All right, Tony Soprano.
Stamps.
My God.
Earl, work it.
Work it, Earl.
Yeah.
Work it.
Oh, yeah. We've definitely got our
Earl, she's drinking already.
Rock.
I mean, really, when you really sip a sack of water, you really don't
care. But then.
Yeah.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
I can easily feel more and more waves.
Come on. The lights are now all nice and dim. Music and Earl. Now she's dancing. I'm seeing you moving. Yeah.
I'm a retired dancer.
You're what?
I'm a retired dancer.
She's a wait a minute. She's a retired dancer. Where'd you dance?
Many different spots all over. The last club that I worked in was in New Jersey, mm-hmm. called Knockers.
Knockers,
Earl. Wow.
Would you be opposed if we put on some music that you would normally hear in a club of maybe coming out of retirement for a little bit and doing a dance for Earl?
Maybe.
Oh, why don't we set up the strip club? We'll take a break and we'll set up the strip club. Get the boombox and some Motley Crue music.
Jeffrey, you didn't realize. You just push a button, this place turns into a strip club.
The Magic Studio.
A black strip club, which is even better.
Yeah, baby.
The best.
Less rules.
Nice. Monique, sip on that, and then we'll get the strip club ready, and
okay.
And you show Earl some moves.
Okay.
To close the deal. Earl, nice. You all right? Earl, you got a boner? Lap dance.
Earl, it's going to take this. You realize that. You got to put some time into it.
We'll even give you some money. You could sit down on one of the chairs. She could give you a little lap dance and you put some money in.
Your mum and Chance audition will have to wait till tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Day and age.
Wow.
You know, our Blue Man Group ripped them off. Very good. Let's take a break. Monique is already, like, working her boutique.
Yeah.
Do you need to go to the stairwell before the strip club thing?
What?
You know what the stairwell is?
It's code for some things.
No. I don't smoke.
You don't smoke the weed?
No.
That stinky's out of the picture.
Wait, where's the stairwell? going outside.
Oh, the stairwell.
What are you talking about?
That's the Mike Adams Memorial Stairwell.
That's right.
Your contract is up because you guys are breaking all the rules.
We have to take a break, okay?
Yes.
Jeffrey Ross in the studio. Sam Levine, Rich Voss, and the gang. Monique and Earl next.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
This happens to be one of my favorite shows. Why don't you listen and learn?
I learned that from my ride home, I'm going to wear Depends because I think that your show is so funny. I'm going to pee myself every day. That's
another goal we have, everybody wetting their pants on their drive home.
This is dumb.
Why do you shamelessly waste my time like this?
1027 WNEW.
Darren, real fast.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that, Opie, you know what happens to princesses that fall in love with Shrek.
Jesus. Very good. We'll find out next with Earl and Monique.
That's right. Say hi to Monique for me. Sounds like a pretty lady.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Have a good time, guys.
I love her sexy voice, too.
She is very, very sexy. You are correct.
She's very hot.
Yeah, she's turning me on over the radio. See, I've never happened that before. That's a...
Retired dancer. She's greasing up her hands for some reason.
Wow.
What are you doing?
That's too much information for me.
Lotion on.
Oh, just lotion? Putting some lotion on?
Is she sure she's not lubing up something else?
It looks like some kind of gliding thing.
Oh, nice. Nice.
A little lotion. A little lotion. Wow, she's rubbing her whole body, Earl. Still embarrassed, Earl?
Maybe if you can't get some spots on your back, maybe Earl could help you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Earl?
Put yeah. those big old hands to use.
Jesus Christ, Dalton.
Hey, Jimmy the Greek. Anthony.
Yes.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
It's spring. And, yeah. Oh, oh.
Monique, did you use it too?
What the hell do you need it for?
Well, I was about 20 pounds heavier.
You were?
20 pounds heavier. And
then you gave birth?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I assumed. Wow. I assumed wrong.
I still use it, actually.
Thank you, Earl.
I still use it in the mornings when I'm tired and don't feel like going to work or hungover or something.
I hear you.
Pop one. I'm set for the day.
You do it for the boost energy it gives you. Some people lose the weight with it.
It mellows out the crank buzz.
It's a miracle drug, like penicillin.
All right, yes.
You like cheeseburgers, chocolate cake, maybe even cream cheese on your bagel? If you take Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner, you eat what you want, you just eat less and lose weight. With Stacker 2, you feel the results 45 minutes after taking it, guaranteed. It's a natural appetite suppressant in Stacker 2. It stops abnormal cravings and gives you that boost of energy to get through the workout of the workday or whatever. Stacker 2, twice the strength of those Metaba products out there. And it's one little yellow capsule, not two or three of those pressed herbal horse tablets. Stacker 2 curbs the appetite so you don't eat like a pig and you lose weight. You want to lose 10 pounds, 100 pounds? Stacker 2 works for listeners. And Monique, tell us. Right, it's time to get on the Stacker 2. Log on, stacker2.com, stacker2.com, or call them up at 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or you can get Stacker 2 at GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd Genovese, Vitamin Shop, and Vitamin World.
1 million listeners by June 20th, the WNEW Sports Guys.
Anthony, we're almost ready. We're setting up the O&A strip club.
Yes. Can someone get me an icy cold Sam Adams?
Oh.
Ah.
Look at that tie-in.
Oh, wait, let me see the copy. Oh, it's for Sam Adams.
We've got a live read for Sam Adams.
I don't even know.
And right now, Sam Adams is icy cold somewhere.
Patriot. Sam Adams.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, I got it. You died an alcoholic, by the way.
It's like my great grandfather used to say, Earl's got to get laid.
Nothing tastes better than cold Sam Adams.
What's going on over there, Earl? You're not really talking to her anymore.
Oh, they were talking a little bit.
Earl,
yeah.
You all right so far?
Loosening up?
He's okay.
He's all right? Monique, how's the room?
It's very good.
You're going to help Monique get her groove on? Back, what?
Earl's going to get his F on.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Earl?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Monique, what song you want to dance to? Retired dancer anthem.
Yeah.
I really don't know anything.
What was it, an injury got you out of the business?
No.
What happened?
I couldn't do it anymore. I was working a full-time job and doing that at night, every night, and I just couldn't do it anymore.
Wow. Gave up some good cash, though, huh?
Yeah. I missed it.
What song would you like to dance to? You must have had a favorite.
In the God of DeVito.
I don't know. I really don't have a favorite. It's anything.
You're hanging with a bunch of white boys, so they don't have much of a selection.
Well, we just know Motley Crue whenever we hear strip club.
Myself.
You want to do Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue?
Whatever.
That's
anything.
A good one.
All right. Anything.
All right.
It doesn't matter. Two dancers can dance.
We should wait, though, until Limo Norris gets in his car.
All right, Anthony. Yeah, Sam Adams. To make it like a real strip club, can I pay $18 for my cold Sam Adams when it comes? That would be fun.
Right?
If you care about your guests, serve only the best. And show some style. Serve a beer that's different from all the other beers out there. Sam Adams. Trade up to Sam Adams for all your summer parties. Sam.
Yes, Jeffrey?
It's just funny. Like, you know the old folklore? Like, Sam Adams is like, when he was a young boy, his mom was like, Sammy, drink your beer. One day you're going to be a famous. Sign the Magna Carta. Whatever you're going to do.
Sam Adams was drunk when he signed it.
I just went outside and smoked some pot. So.
Did you? Cool.
Anything's possible.
Nice. There you have it. All right.
Get ready for the big dance.
Yeah, Monique dances for Earl next. A little lap dance action, right, Earl? We got to get the couch in here.
Yeah, pull in the couch.
All right, we're pulling in the couch.
What kind of show is this?
It was like somebody pouring hot wax in your ears until your brain was completely numb.
The Opie and Anthony Show. 107
All right, last break of the show, Anthony. We're going the distance. 212-757-1027. Rich Voss in the studio. He came by with his new CD. You can go to richvoss.com to get this. Is it going to be in stores?
Yeah, I don't know when.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be selling at the Stress Factory tonight.
And Rich is going to be at the Stress Factory tonight. Jeffrey Ross, who will be appearing,
at Joe's Club.
Thank you. Tomorrow night.
Black tie optional, that's what it's called. It's a variety show. Dress to impress. You don't have to wear tux, but don't wear sandals, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I hear you.
It's going to be a very cool show.
And Sam Levine's going to be with
you? He'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Sam's going to read the vagina monologue.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah? And I think it's going to be a big hit. A lot of fun guests, special guests coming on.
Cool.
Joe's Pub, one night only. Tickets.
What's going on?
What's
out
happening
there?
Outside?
Oh my God!
Hey Sam, I gotta ask Sam. I love asking the newbies. What do you think of this place?
I think it's insane. I love the heroin cart over here.
Yeah. You just like, and all the works are clean, so you don't have to worry about any disease.
I had no idea you guys did the show totally naked.
Yeah.
It's really, it's really yeah. liberating. It's like,
and we jerk it during our commercial break.
Oh, that's who that was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She gave you lotion. I didn't
give each
know
other a reach around. Whatever.
Yeah, like, yeah, like we would get naked in front of a black lady.
Sam is the 18 years old.
19, buddy.
19. Is he 19?
That's legal in Vancouver.
19. Look at you.
Gave him a special permission to be in the Friars Club.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Special dispensation.
He has the balls of a 90-year-old man. That's
true. I sit down on the toilet right in the water.
Very cute. Do you have any little brothers?
All right. Also, we have Earl and Monique. Monique, how's are you getting a little buzz there?
No.
Well, then we got plenty more where that came from. There you go.
That's why I drink 151, because like two shots of that and you're nice.
Well, let's calculate the percentage and just readjust the drinks accordingly.
I'm getting picked up, though.
Oh, you're getting picked up?
Yeah.
Who do you want to call the cops?
No cops.
Earl? Are you still happy with Monique and the situation you're in? She's ready to dance for you in just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let her enjoy the rum a little longer. We got the couch. The place looks like a strip club now.
I just saw something outside. It just thoroughly.
Hey, guys.
Cheer up, bro.
We're saving this. All right, what were you
we
laughing
have
at,
to
though?
Save it. No.
Can you give us a hint?
No.
You got? I've never seen you laugh hard.
No.
Yeah, they were freaking out. I got a close.
You're gonna need glasses again.
No, I know.
You're gonna curse Dr. Phyllis off.
I know.
Fixing your eyes.
Wait, I know who's here, but why is it so funny?
Oh,
no! Do what you're doing.
Keep going.
Do this. Hot girl. Go with it.
No, we gotta bring him in.
No.
We have to because Monique needs a little more time.
Come on, we're running out of time.
I swear to God.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah.
She's great. I'm fine. Liquor.
And talk for a second. Because I got
please, no, God, no.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to ask Ben something off air.
All right. Ben, tell me no. I know. He's got to take himself off the air. Ben now
trust
giving open
producer.
Information. Yeah, I know. That's what you got to do.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
Trust in Rick.
No. Rick, I have to do it. I have to trust Ben. Ben said you have to do it.
All right, let's just do it. We're running
You're
out
rude.
Of time. We really don't have time to be screwing around not doing something.
All right.
Yeah.
So do something.
Rick, just open the door. Let's go.
Don't bring them to the door.
Rick is trying to do bits.
Just stand right here.
No.
What are they doing?
Just bring him in. Bring him in.
It's the retarded Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, my God.
The retarded Laverne and Shirley have come down.
What'd you do to your hair?
Oh, my God.
Holy Jesus Christ.
You look like Captain Kangaroo.
Hey, it looks good.
It looks good.
Guys, please don't go. We're going to miss you guys.
It looks good.
No,
there's hepatitis.
Well, why? You have hepatitis?
No, I'd rather
you
have it
like,
than that hair.
You look like, I don't know who that is.
You don't know me.
I don't know you.
And you will never know me.
I don't want to know you.
This one is beach balls walk.
I don't know. You tell me.
Look at you.
What's wrong with me?
You're birth control.
No, why? Do you take it?
Huh?
Do you take birth control?
Just looking at you. Oh, my God.
Why?
What are you? You look like a Dr. Seuss character.
Hey, let me tell you one thing. You are a Dr. Seuss character.
When guys go south on you, they go, I won't eat here, I won't eat there.
You are a Dr. Seuss character.
Get out of here. Look at you. I thought I had an overbite. What do you brush your teeth with, a paint roller?
Look at you. You brush your teeth with, honey.
Don't ever talk to me like that. Do you know who I am?
I don't want to know who you are. Do you know why?
I know, but you don't sound very funny.
I'm not funny.
I like Andrew Dice Clay, and I like Jay Moore.
Good, good.
But you don't sound anything like
them. Two washed-up hacks.
No, yeah. You look like you're washed up.
Yeah, so does your hair.
My hair looks better than yours.
It looks like a perm with AIDS.
You look like you need Rogaine pretty soon, honey.
Listen, just sit there and look
funny. I'm not sitting in any... I don't have to sit and look funny. Okay. I can look at you, but you don't look funny.
Da-da-da-da.
I cannot bear to say goodbye to Opie Nance. I didn't come up here to listen to you, because you don't sound very funny to me.
Yeah, well, that's wrong. You're going to listen to me.
I'm not going to listen to you.
When the instructors say crunches, he didn't mean Nestle's.
Let me tell you one thing, honey. I lost 8 pounds in the last month.
Yeah.
Hey, look like you found them.
And you gave me your hair.
No, well, let me tell you one thing.
I'm always Marion.
You seem like
that. Marion, the hair's nice. All I need is a face mask and some Dallas Cowboy stars on the side.
I'm calling you.
But it looks
good. I hope
good.
Tomorrow you ain't here. But I hope
good.
Opie's here tomorrow.
Marion, I'm over here. I love your new look.
I know.
Thanks. Hey,
you look lovely.
It looks
8 pounds
good.
8 pounds down.
8 pounds down. Look at that.
I'm still going down.
It looks 50 to go. Very good.
It looks thanks. Good, Luke Skywalker.
Jeffrey Ross. Hold on, Marion. That's Rich Voss, who's been on the show a lot.
Home, so.
All right, and this is the talented Jeffrey Ross.
Hello.
This is the retard Laverne Shirley.
Really nice. I don't know why you're doing with that guy. That guy sounds like a real goofball.
I am a nice guy.
He sounds like a real goofball.
I have a reputation for being a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your name? Are you the retarded Laverne or the retarded Shirley?
I'm the Shirley. She's the retarded Laverne. I'm the
now, I thought you...
I'm a little bit more like...
Mark Simpson-ish?
A little bit more
it's like the cover of Retarded Frampton Comes Alive.
It's like... You know why?
It looks like...
And we walked here from the train station.
You know what? Which one's the little one?
You are a train station.
Let me give her some air time.
Marion,
could you imagine? Hey, look at that cab getting out of that cab.
Jeff, if you and her had kids, they would look like hush puppies.
There she's telling me she wants to talk.
So. Oh, my God.
Holy Jesus.
She can talk?
Oh, man, I want to put a sticker
How you guys doing? I hope you guys do not leave. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Kathy Bates.
I can be Norman Bates.
Seriously, are you guys on the Far Side, that cartoon in the newspaper?
When did they finish filming Lord of the Rings? Couple extras.
Oh, my God.
We don't have time to read the paper.
You look like a before and a before.
Well, we read the article today in a post.
So oh, my God.
Hey, Marion.
About you guys.
I think what they're trying to say, your perm, it's a little tight.
It's not tight.
Maybe it's got to loosen up.
It's got to loosen up a bit.
You got it done a couple weeks ago.
By who? Cousin
Ed? Who did it? Who did it? Lawn doctor?
Let me tell you one thing. My hair looks better than your hair and your face and your butt put together. I'm going to say butt because I know you're supposed to say
and
that.
I'm rubber and your face is spoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Hair by Chia Pet.
I'll tell you that. You know what? I don't even drink anymore, so
what?
I love you guys. I drink water now.
Hey, Mary.
No, you had some drinks, you two. Both of you did. Balty has had some drinks.
What is right from the train station.
Hey, Marion?
You can't even say train station.
I saw kind of a bank.
Hey, Marion?
What?
You lost the 8 pounds. I noticed you lost a little in the boob region. Yeah.
That's where I lost a lot of it. Up here, back
here. How about a wow?
Not me. No. I don't wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Diane wow.
Who's your husband?
Diane
Wowie. No.
You're married?
I am married.
Who's your husband, a blind donkey?
My husband's not a donkey.
Oh.
And if you met my husband, I'm sure he'd kick you right in your butt.
Like he did your hairdresser.
Okay.
No, this has been a pleasure. Her shirt says Lady Di.
Doesn't her hair look like Oscar Gamble saw the burning bush?
I do something with mine. See, I do something with my hair. But you
what,
look like you're losing yours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
During
can you say something to him then if you don't want me to bust his chops?
During orgasm, you go, nah.
That's me.
Oh, my God.
When you go like this, do you go, eh?
No.
The universal sign for whacking it. Very good.
Hey, I'm giving it right back to him.
Oh, yeah. You're doing great.
Call your hairdresser. Tell him it's total.
Call your hairdresser. Tell him you need a new hairdresser.
What's the deductible on that?
Let me tell you one thing. I like my hair the way it is. It was like this 5 years ago.
Nobody
has to live with it except for me.
Look at
I like it.
Except for you and Sam Adams.
I don't drink.
We're over here. Put a good eye on us.
Oh, my
gosh. I don't drink.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
Hey, Lady Di, what? Oh, wait. Lady Di.
Yes.
What seems to be the problem over
there? There's nothing over here. I'm just saying that I'm going to miss you guys.
You're a little distraught.
That's what you should do. Lady Di.
That's
my nickname. It's been for years.
Marion's my favorite character in EverQuest. She's got a lot of hit points.
You look like out of work field hockey player.
I'm not out of work. You look like you're an out of work washed up comedian.
No, I'm not.
I'm not an in comedian.
Thank you.
I'm glad you like him. I don't. I don't like his impression.
Of what?
You don't have any impressions. That's why.
Oh,
I know. He's an idiot.
You don't like his impression?
You
do an impression right now.
He's an idiot.
You're an asteroid.
You're an ass.
Holy
ass.
Right now.
Are you Jeff Norris's mom?
No.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Norris's brother?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Come up with the quickest lines.
Oh,
okay.
Very
good.
Frank,
you know
what
I
am.
Okay.
All right. Hey, ladies, what do you think of the talented Monique over there?
Very nice.
Hi, how you doing? All right.
Jesus Christ. It's some show.
Oh, my God.
Someone that probably beat you up in high school.
Monique. Oh. Let me tell you, kids probably beat you up in high school because you look like you've been through a lot. The hell?
Shut up, you stuttering hump. Probably took you a week to
whatever, suffer. Who is that? I know you've been rushed. I know, right?
Focus.
I keep forgetting because I don't want to remember who you are because I don't want to see you.
All right. What about Jeffrey Ross?
I think he'd be okay without him.
He's the king of the roast.
I like Jay Moore and I like Andrew Dice Clay.
Wow.
So that's who I like.
And who's your third? Carrot Top?
No.
Howie Mandel?
No.
Ugh.
All right.
I like these ladies. I feel bad now.
Why?
No, why? They're used to
why? Because I'm cool.
You're
I'm
cool.
cool and I take crap from nobody.
Look
thank
at
you.
Them.
That's right, baby. Uh-huh. Give me a high five.
There you go.
All right, look at they're sponsored by Greenpeace.
Okay.
What happened the last time I was here, though?
But seriously, what was it? What was it?
How was my
oh,
buddy?
When he was calling you a Martian?
Who? Oh, well.
Wait, who?
Oh, my.
Wait,
I just got my
Martian,
hair
I'm
done.
I'm not Martian no more, neither is she.
Who are you asking about?
Mark.
Psycho Mark.
How's he doing?
Hey, how's the cancer? Did your uterus fall out yet, you dopey bitch?
Hey!
You Martian, you friggin' Martian mental case soap.
Thank you.
You think you had a life? You just walk in there? You
thank you.
Cancerous mental case.
I'm a mental case. I know things.
Die. Get in the coffin.
Hi, you filthy whore.
I wish I was down there to berate you in person.
Come back. Come up. Say hi. I miss you.
She's inviting people to your show. Come on.
All right. Well, how did HBO miss this on the Bellevue special? Yeah, I'm going to just take the cameras right up here. Oh, yeah.
Guys, we got to make a comment.
All right, guys. I just wanted to say hi real fast. It's probably my last time on NEW, but who cares?
All right. What do you want your final words to be on this show?
What time do you want me to show up for work tomorrow?
All right, Mark.
Bye.
Lady Di, I noticed you have a Lady Di shirt.
Yes, I have three of them.
Now, where did you get this? And it's got the big L like Laverne used to wear.
A friend of mine.
Because you're the retarded Laverne and Shirley.
I wanted to get one made up, but I said no.
Didn't you get that at Get a Life and Sing?
No. That's a friend of mine.
All right. Shalamil. Shalamazo. Yes. I got in a fight with a hair crimper.
I bought your tape, by the way.
Doesn't Diana look like she's losing, too? Doesn't she look like she's losing?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
She found a parachute.
She lost a little bit.
All right. Well, let Jeffrey Ross say something.
All right.
I bought your tape.
We are trying.
No, you're not.
Her tape, Jeffrey?
Fast and Weight Watchers.
I bought your tape.
Cow's gone wild.
I don't look like a cow. You look like you need to lose too. Look at it.
Hey, I thought you liked Jeffrey Ross. What happened?
Come on, Sybil, make up your mind.
I thought you liked the.
I could be more like The Exorcist.
Yeah, yeah. You can.
I bought your tape.
He can.
Hey, I bought your other tape.
I can make those Exorcist. I can make those Exorcist noises.
Jeffrey, what other tape did you buy?
Blubbers, bloopers.
Have you ever seen The Exorcist? I could pop. I don't like cheap soup.
Look at that.
You make Rich Voss sound like Sir Anthony Hopkins.
You ever see Psycho? I could be a psycho.
Oh, yeah, Finster.
She could be a psycho. Could be a psycho.
Yeah? All right. Very good.
I guess you already right. know that.
Hey,
all right. All right. Back under the bridge.
Make it look like an accident.
Back under the bridge. Right. Back under the bridge.
Yeah.
Ladies.
There they go.
Oh, my God.
Ladies,
White Castle closed today?
Always a pleasure.
I come up to say goodbye.
Of course you did.
Back to White Castle.
I don't know if you know. I don't eat White Castles. I'm into salad. I don't
come
like
on.
White Castle.
You
I
smell
like
White Castle.
You smell like White Castle.
They make hair.
No.
You smell like you just crapped in your pants.
Oh, my God.
Hey, he's a friend. Hey.
What's that? He said I smell like White Castle. I don't like White Castle.
No. He's a friend. What's up with that?
I don't eat White Castle.
Did you hurt my feelings?
Oh, hey.
The tall one. The tall one doesn't seem as retarded as the little one.
I don't like
I'm next time you come here, wear your helmet.
You know what you'd be good for if they had like a
ask you something.
Wait, hold on. Does
she look like Macy Gray after she looked in the Ark of the Covenant?
You're like Macy Gray's negative.
I don't know who Macy Gray is.
Oh my gosh. It's like Carmella Soprano had
a say something.
She looks like Paul Williams with breasts.
Holy God. All right, time.
Paul Williams joke.
Wow.
Yo.
Paul Williams always looked like he had a bow on his head, and his hair got cut around a bow.
And that was after the accident.
But my hair don't look like I got a bow on top of my head.
You got a red shirt? You're heading down to Gay Disney?
No, I'm not going to Gay Disney.
Just wondering, because Gay Marco called and said they wear red shirts. I thought maybe you had a thematic thing.
Mary, what I want to wear.
Mary, can I ask you for a favor?
Sure.
One last wow.
No.
Yeah, that'd be great.
No.
Wow, usually everyone cheers. What happened?
But your new body.
The new body.
I said, I'll come up here in my bathing suit when I lose like 20 pounds by July.
It's the new Jen Brady. My boyfriend, George Kraft.
Well, you guys are going to be at Asbury Park, right? That's what the rumor is going around in Jersey.
Hey, start wearing Marion for me. One last thing.
No.
One last
I could go over and give you a hug.
No, I won't do that. The hug thing just doesn't work anymore.
You had a shot. That's okay. That's okay. We'll be back. Don't worry.
Where? Over here?
Is there anything at this point?
Can I ask you guys something? Tomorrow or Monday, do we have to flip around the dials and find out where you guys are or what?
We'll call you at the Port Authority.
We don't hang at the Port Authority.
No, you live there.
We don't live in the Port Authority.
All right, listen.
Rich.
What's that? That would be Mr. Voss.
Do you own your own home?
No.
Well, I do.
Okay.
So. Oh,
that's good.
Congratulations.
And how far is it up to three?
Looks like you did a hair with a waffle on her.
At least I make enough money to have my own home.
All right, listen. So, it's a trick for everybody.
Well, all right, ladies.
What do you do?
None of your business. Oh.
Look at you.
Marion.
None of your business.
Marion, one last wow. Quick.
No.
Please.
At least the bunt.
No.
We see the bunt.
No.
The bunt.
No way.
Marion.
I won't do it either.
Mary,
no.
You did it before.
Well, no.
Marion, Mary Kay called. They're going to give you their money back.
No. I don't wear Mary Kay products.
I do.
She does.
I
do?
You're kind of normal. The tall one's kind of normal, though.
Well, thank you very much. No, he keeps saying I'm normal, so I'm going to leave it that way. You keep talking.
Lady Guy, do you cut your own bangs, though? What's up with
no,
that?
No. I had my hair done a few weeks ago, and it's growing out right now.
Yeah, it looks like you cut your own bangs.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen.
No. Exactly.
You got the alfalfa Schweitzer bang.
All right, listen.
She looks like Friar Tuck.
You were listening to the show.
All right, listen, I'm getting a headache. Calm down, ladies. Just back up. Because Monique's ready to perform. All right? We'll get to you in a minute. All right.
All right, ladies, just step aside a little bit. Let the... Monique is now going to perform. We've had quite enough of this. Monique, what do you think of the retarded Laverne and Shirley?
I love them. I love them.
Yeah, baby.
Oh,
that's
wonderful.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling very nice.
Nice.
Yeah, that room took over.
Yeah. There they go. The retarded Laverne and Shirley going back out, outside into the lobby area.
All right.
That's good.
No, they can just sit in the corner.
All right. If you want to go in the corner, you could go in the corner. It doesn't matter. Back to the bridge.
You see him walk out with a little pocketbook?
Oh, my gosh.
Are they
love those two.
Funniest retarded people you've ever seen in your life.
Love them.
They should really do some sort of retarded sitcom.
Oh, well, I would watch that every day.
So much love. Starring the retarded Laverne and Shirley.
They can do a Broadway play, Two Abbots, No Costello.
You just see the yellow bus drive by in the intros while they're rolling the credits, and you see them with their hockey helmets on, drooling on the windows. I'd tune in every week.
Oh, we forgot to play their theme song. Sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, we're Simon. We're ugly. We won't shut up and we're nauseating. We're so annoying, no one can take it. When we look in the mirror, we break it. We'll give you nightmares.
That's sort of a kind of line.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Earl, you ready for your lap dance?
After that, yes, I am.
All right.
Yeah. We're fighting off. I was fighting off the urge to, from turning into stone.
Are you guys going out tonight, Monique and Earl? Or
yeah. It's up to him.
Earl, man, look at him. See how much rum. Let's see how he feels after a lap dance, though. That's what I'm thinking.
Retired dancer. Used to dance at Knockers.
I'm your private dancer. Dancer for Earl.
Earl, why don't you sit down on the lesbian couch? Take a seat. We have a field mic. Yeah.
Should I invite him to Joe's Pub?
Yeah, Joe's Pub with Jeffrey Ross tomorrow night.
Of course.
Ross at Stress Factory tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He can't take the MEW van all the way down there.
All right, there we go. I got to get a position up here.
Oh, my God. Look at her getting in the mood, man.
Nice.
Holy ass. She's sucking on her thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Motley Crue.
Nice. A little Motley Crue playing.
And here we go. Earl on the lesbian couch.
For real.
Monique. Sam, who finds her attractive.
I thought she was... I sort of recognized the lingo and the speech pattern before.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything, though.
You're hip to that lingo.
Yes, I am.
Soul.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Earl has no effing idea what to do.
Earl's just sitting. Earl's gotten lap dances before, Obi.
Earl, smile!
No, they don't like that. That scares them.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah.
Well, Earl now on the couch seems to be sporting the high hard one. Thank you, Bob Murphy. All right, Monique has taken off one shoe so far. She is.
Is this hetero for a day on the lesbian couch that Earl's doing?
Have you seen this? Available at richboss.com.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
The pants are coming down.
Yeah, babe.
The pants are coming down. Here we go. She's got her arms around Earl's neck. Now it's whispering something in his ear and kissing his head. Oh, yeah.
Earl's breathing.
That's the move. A little straddling action. Nice.
He's about ready to see the pool rack filled with afro hair.
All one.
All right.
He's got red panties sticking out of her pants.
Give him Earl the mic for a second. Earl, what do you think, man?
I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, Earl's bald head has hair on it now.
Yeah, it grew hair real quick.
Looks like Mr. T.
Wow, she's grinding.
She's pretty good at that dancing.
Oh, Earl, what do you
think? Something tells me. Earl, now imagine her doing that. You're both completely naked. Hall. Could happen.
Last time I did that, I was 15.
This lap dance sponsored by Bacardi.
Crazy.
Wow.
She's grinding. Now her legs over Earl's shoulders as she's grinding away.
She's done this before.
Yeah, something tells me. Monique!
Yes.
Is there anything going on? You know what I mean. Is anything going on?
Damn, Monique.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like I'm at Bada Bing.
Stinky, what? What? What's wrong? Stink.
This is kind of embarrassing watching Earl go through this.
Why?
Earl's really into it now. It's nice.
Monique, can he take your pants off? No answer. She doesn't hear us anymore, Anthony.
Yeah, now she's...
Earl, she said you could take her pants off.
Take her pants off, Earl. Take her pants off.
Oh, she dressed for the occasion?
She was a hoo-ha.
Wow.
Nice. Oh, there they go.
Wow, her pants are off.
Here they go. Earl's taking her pants off. What you got on
that?
Chocolat. Yeah.
Holy.
Nice.
Yes.
She is...
Well, how do you describe that?
Now she's, using her hands. That's all I can say.
Still smells like jam on.
Earl, what do you think?
This rocks.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, thanks.
Whoa. She's got her legs in the air. Whoa, look at that.
What do you think?
Yeah?
It does look like a wallet. Wow. She really knows how to work it, Anthony.
She's totally going at it. Earl, nice, huh?
Stop that.
Earl, what are you talking about?
Stop that. I hope there's nothing going on down there.
Sam, get a better look. You don't get to see this.
Not too often.
What are you hiding in the back?
Earl, you should be using your hands, some of them like that.
You could, you know.
Ain't in a real club.
Feel around. It ain't a real club.
Ain't no real club. Ain't no
sit out. Just make sure nothing's down there from, every so often.
Fire the stink!
Earl.
Fire the stink!
Earl, she invited you to, you know.
Mm.
Earl.
Venture into the forbidden zone! Damn you!
She's just grinding away in her little red panties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, she is really getting into it, too. Earl, nice.
I got glitter all over me.
Oh, you got body glitter on you? The universal tag of the female.
You do have glitter all over you.
Are her pubes pink and yellow also?
I didn't know I had glitter all over me.
Oh.
Wow.
They got some body glitter. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
I thought she was reaching for the panties. Oh, pink.
She's lipped you.
Oh, Earl, wow. Nice.
Holy cow, Earl.
Earl made the move. He's a hand right on ass.
You see the look he gave her?
Oh. Yeah, Earl, just grab that ass.
Yeah.
You got to grab that ass.
Earl, yeah.
Nice.
Gave that look.
Oh. There's some. Any minute I expect to see her fly through the ceiling.
You know, a lap dance like this in a club would cost around $300.
Oh, yeah. You don't get something like this in a club.
Hey, Monique.
Yeah.
You're kind of in that position there. Is there anything going on?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Give it 3 more seconds. All you're going to hear is...
What did Jeffy Ross say?
Is the remote here?
The remote. He's looking in the couch for the lost remote.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe some loose change.
There you have it. That is a great lap dance, Earl.
Yeah.
Hey,
let me tell
you. And Earl, unlike a club... You could actually go out with this girl, man.
You can touch me.
Oh, my God.
Earl, she wants you to touch her.
Oh.
Earl might break that 6-hour record that she's got.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
This girl is...
Yeah, Earl.
Oh, my God.
Holy Earl.
Earl, what the F?
Nice.
I thought black men didn't do that.
I'm big dick
black. Oh, my gosh.
Rich Voss said the black man don't do that. I'm big dick black.
In a lap dance is a clap dance.
Oh.
Earl, what do you call that move?
Mine.
It's the Earl.
It's the Earl.
Now we're having fun.
Oh, man. That was some WCW stuff.
Wow, Earl.
Now we're having fun.
Earl, I guess we could say he went for a taste.
Yeah, a little bit. He got right in there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, spank that ass, Earl. Spank that ass.
There you go.
Nice. Wow.
Earl's playing Massa.
Wow, she's got
that. Oh, my God. Oh, she's got that butt, man. This must have been just what it looked like at Jesse Jackson headquarters years back.
Earl is looking right into the balloon knot.
Stay out the bushes.
Monique's head is on the ground.
Yeah.
And
Earl's still on the couch. Monique, you like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
That is my favorite.
Oh, you like that?
Getting my ass slapped.
Oh, yeah. And Earl's doing a good job. Right now, Earl's taking out all the aggressions of 3 years on her ass.
She's in cowgirl position right now.
Yeah.
And with a finger. Look at her finger.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Go,
that's nice.
Yeah, Earl.
Earl's to reach around.
Earl's petting the poodle.
Don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Earl's popping a tattoo.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Now,
Earl.
Working the north side. There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Earl, you take this with you when you go.
Put the song on again.
Okay, can we get Jeff a towel?
And yeah, right. We've already
got a hose off.
We played the song 4 times already.
Mop. Mop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at it, Earl's like, and look at the smile on his face. When do you see this?
Laughing, he's happy. Y'all made some progress.
Yeah, you made some major progress today, Monique.
Right now, Earl's at a stick hair stop. Nice.
Wow, did you hear that? Oops.
This should be a WB show.
Earl's liking it.
Hoesha.
It's so good. It's so good to see Earl having a great time.
I doubted Jeffrey.
He's miserable all the time, and this is like
Hoesha. Miserable all the time.
Well, now you're not.
Oh, look at that. Insert tongue.
Wow.
What do you want on this couch? Nice.
What do you want in this?
Yeah. That ass is smoother than your head, Earl, right?
Yeah. Hey, Monique. You're loving that, aren't you?
Yeah.
You can't get enough. Wow.
Brings back a whole lot of memories.
Yeah, you got...
What's that? What's up?
Uh-oh, what happened? Monique, you all right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's fine.
All right.
All right. Change of positions, Opie. Don't be silly.
All right, anything else you want to do to Earl?
A whole lot.
Oh, oh yeah. Girl. Right. Here we go. The guy's in. He's in.
She's naked and stuff now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why did you ask all that question?
Yeah, Earl.
What's up?
What does he want to do?
Earl, what do you want to do?
What do you want to do, man?
I'm just fine right where I am.
You name it. You want to get a room or something? Go to Park Central.
Oh, my God. All right, wow.
Okay. Holy ass. Yeah, I know. This is just something.
I am
stupefied.
All right, there.
You want to
Yeah. What?
You want to get him a room or something?
What? Yeah, we can do that.
You want to get him? We'll get you guys a room if you want. And then if we return to these airwaves, you'll find out what happened.
You guys better. Better return.
She's getting all worked. She's so worked up right now.
Two TVs stolen.
Oh man. That ass, here it goes.
That ass is moving in like 5 different directions,
huh? The webcam's broken.
Yeah, the stinky cam's not working.
Stupid webcam.
Well, don't worry. We're rolling video for foundrymusic.com, yes. All right. And we got to go.
Yeah, I know. Look at the time.
You guys continue over there. I want to thank Monique for coming down and waking Earl.
That was fun. Thank you.
Yeah. Jeffrey Ross, of course. Hoping.
If all goes well, and Earl actually closes the deal. When he finishes, it's the first time he'll ever have worn white. Right? We can't call him Black Earl anymore.
Earl can't even talk right now.
It's going to look like an explosion to Elmer's Glue Factory. Please.
I am an aspiring singer, actress, dancer.
Well, this is the way to do it.
Well, that just ended, Danny.
My name is Nuru, and I perform every Wednesday at Nuyorican Poets Cafe, which is on 3rd Street in the East Village,
yeah,
between Avenue B and C.
please all come right. and check me out.
Girl's touching you between Avenue B and C right now.
She was moving when she said that. It's like she had practice.
Yeah. Didn't miss a beat.
Oh, my God.
I thought that, but... All right.
This is your last show. Congratulations on a great run at NEW.
Yep. Thank you, Jeffrey Ross.
Thanks for the many times you let me come on, and it was good knowing you guys. So yeah. Back in,
Jeffrey, where are you going to be?
Tomorrow night at Joe's Pub at 8:30.
That's much more important than in our little lives. No, we have no clue what's going to happen. This, quite possibly, we don't know, could be the last show we do on WNEW. We're not going to know.
If we knew for sure, this would have been the FU show, trust me.
Yeah, it's we really don't know.
You guys will probably be speaking Spanish next week.
Yeah. Regardless of what happens, we will be in New York. We're based in New York.
Right.
It's just a matter of where we'll be, and how long we'll be off the air until we're able to be back on the air in New York. But it could turn out that we're here. I don't know.
But officially, our contract ended a minute ago.
That's it. Well, wow, we're flying without a net.
That's right.
Rich Voss, I still better have my goddamn benefits. Rich Voss at the Stress Factory tonight. RichVoss.com for his new CD.
Thanks, you guys.
With his old bit. Seven tracks, really putting it out there.
It's a good CD.
There you go, from Jeffrey Ross. All right. And let's get the
get out of here, all right?
Let's get out of here, man.
All right.
Well, thank you. Well, we have to do our live read, so
we'll
almost be out of here. Hold on. What other radio show is going to give you, like, intelligent talk about stocks and girls playing What's in My Pants?
Yeah.
The Opie and Anthony Show, 1027 WNEW.